Musicians, get the gear you need today and pay way later, like 2006 later. We've negotiated with
This holiday, discover the magic at Radio Shack and find great values all weekend long during our Thanksgiving weekend sale. Give the little pilot on your list a fun Air Hogs radio-controlled plane, now just $19.99. It charges in just over a minute and it's ready for takeoff. Or make someone's holiday picture-perfect with an ultra-thin 2-megapixel flat photo digital camera. It's credit card sized and only $59.99 after a $20 Radio Shack mail-in rebate. This weekend, right in your neighborhood, only at Radio Shack.
Every year, the kids all go to Walmart and we're all able to buy gifts for each other. That's probably the most special part, shopping together and spending that quality time one-on-one with each other. Without Walmart, we would definitely not be able to do this. Everything is so affordable, and they have everything we need in one store. The kids are more excited to watch someone else open a gift than to even open one themselves. I think that's because our mom taught us that it's always better to give than to receive. Our house is a really busy place during the holidays. It's small, but they say love grows best in a small house.
I'm Jordan Lesser from Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm on
The Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Matt Cherry. The bargain hunters were out as early as dawn on Black Friday, trying to get a leg up on their holiday shopping. CNN Radio's Jim Roop reports experts say retailers are going to see a lot of green this season, and judging by the crowds at the malls, they were right.
Jack Kaiser with the L.A. County Economic Development Corporation is out among shoppers himself today and says merchants have nothing to worry about.
Just the vibe. Obviously, the economy, the election is over, so you don't hear people telling us how bad things are. But I've been out in the malls for the past couple of weeks, and it's just everybody feels up. All the merchants say things are really starting off strong, and you can see all the people carrying bags here today.
And how much are they spending?
About $1,000.
$300, if possible.
$2,000 at least for the kids.
A lot. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
Some shoppers had to brave Old Man Winter to get to their destinations Friday. Parts of Colorado were slammed with 10 inches of snow, and Bob Koopmeiners of the National Weather Service says there's more to come.
This thing is expected to start bringing us some snow here in northeastern Colorado. Probably tomorrow night through Sunday night into Monday.
And the north central and southwest mountains of the state could see up to a foot of snow this weekend. President Bush says it would be a mistake to postpone upcoming elections in Iraq, despite the demands of several political parties in that country.
The Iraqi Election Commission has scheduled elections in January, and I would hope they'd go forward in January.
Now, the parties say there's not enough time to prepare and improve security measures in Iraq for those elections, which are set to get underway January the 30th. U.S. Army deserter Charles Jenkins is freed from a military jail in Japan. He pled guilty to desertion after spending 40 years in North Korea. Jenkins had said he was afraid of being reassigned to face combat in Vietnam. He ended up spending less than a month in prison. This is CNN Radio News.
Kids, the bus is here.
Bye, Mom.
Jordan, it's pouring down rain. Why aren't you wearing your BOGOs?
My what?
Got BOGO on the brain?
The buy one, get one half off event at Payless is on everybody's mind. Because right now you can buy one, get one half off everything in the store, including the season's new slouch boot styles for you and shoes and boots for the whole family. The Payless BOGO. Buy one, get one half off. Don't miss it.
Preposterous. Following a low-fat diet often means giving up foods rich in calcium and phosphorus. You could be starving your bones. You can take a calcium supplement, but building bones without phosphorus is
preposterous.
Now there's Posture D, the only leading calcium supplement with both. Lose weight, not bone mass. For the millions of women who may be phosphorus deficient, take Posture D in the orange box, because building bones without phosphorus is
preposterous.
The U.S. State Department issues an updated travel warning for Israel and the Palestinian territories. The government says the death of Yasser Arafat combined with the upcoming elections could make it less secure for Americans. Crews have reopened one lane of traffic in each direction of Interstate 70 in Colorado. A rock slide Thursday sent boulders crashing onto the road. Nancy Shanks is with the Colorado Department of Transportation.
We have a river below, so generally what we do up there is if we need to blast some of the boulders in order to get in the trucks, we'll get some loaders and we'll get them out of there. Some will probably remain in the creek and a significant portion will be moved away.
Nobody was injured. Two women are killed, another wounded in a random shooting in Kansas City, Missouri. Police say somebody in another vehicle fired into the victim's cars. Witnesses say the shots came from a small red car. It was a short day of trading on Wall Street for the Thanksgiving holiday Friday. The Dow Industrials moved up 2 points. This is news from CNN Radio. Last year's NBA Coach of the Year is calling it quits. Hubie Brown of the Memphis Grizzlies is stepping down, citing medical issues and a loss of spirit. He explains that his players gave him the drive he needed to get back into coaching at his age.
Last year, you reinvented me. You brought me back. You reinvented me in what I did way back.
Brown led the Grizzlies to their first ever playoff appearance last season. He had previously won Coach of the Year honors back in 1978. A name change is in store for the new sports arena at the University of Missouri. It's now been dubbed the Mizzou Arena. The original name, the Page Sports Arena, is being quashed because its namesake, a Walmart heiress, was accused just last week of cheating at another college. I'm Matt Cherry. This is the CNN Radio Network.
It's time for a progressive roll call.
I'm on the mic.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1, now brings you Madison's Progressive Voicemail. Call us at 663-7291, day or night, to make your voice heard.
I love pretty much everything about this new station.
Tell us what you like or don't like, and we might use it on the air. Call 663-7291.
I just wanted to thank you. Thank you so much.
It's Madison's Progressive Voicemail from Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
The people you meet volunteering are so great. Kids think it's so much fun to drop money in the bucket.
The average age of a homeless person in Dane County is 9 years old, and nearly 45 children seek shelter at the Salvation Army each night.
Being a Salvation Army volunteer is a terrific way to help those in need and reach people who aren't easy to reach.
The kettle is here, but you can still become a Salvation Army volunteer by going to ringbells.org, because donating your time is just as important.
You thought you were fed
Mike
up.
Malloy, truth,
this is the Mike Malloy Show on Mike Madison's Malloy Progressive Talk.
Well, I'm off for a few
the
days.
Mic
you can't
92.1.
So off, right? Just enjoy these segments of my program from the past few weeks. We'll be back live with all the usual fun and frivolity November 29th. Until then, take care and enjoy this recorded program of the best of Mike Malloy. Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. A couple of program notes. Thursday, first hour of the program. This Thursday, we're hoping for all kids 13 to 17 to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It can be whatever's on your mind, okay? That's this Thursday. If there's a lot of response, a lot of kids call in, a lot of people on hold, we'll keep it going as long as the producer here sees fit. Also, tomorrow night, in our second hour, we'll be joined by Joan Kravitz, who is with HelpAmericaRecount.org, so with updates on what is going on. All right. Regarding that website with the photos, Hugh's website, somebody sent me a link to that almost, I don't know, probably right after he put it up. And it's astonishing. And I really think that sort of thing needs to be done. Thank God he's doing it. But I am so convinced, rightly or wrongly, that the right wing in this country couldn't care less. Look, Nazism in Germany produced one group of people who engineered the execution of 10 million people, 6 million Jews, and another 3 or 4 million of different minority groups. And the people who engineered that mass slaughter, the people who designed the death camps and the gas chambers, do you think, truth seeker, that they stood there as the trains arrived and said, "Oh, well, that's a cute little child. Let's not send her for a shower. Let's not execute her. Let's not burn her corpse." No, they didn't. Do you think the people of Germany And the people of Poland, on whose soil most of this occurred, do you think they were standing there saying, you know, there's some real evil stuff going on, we ought to stop it? Look, I got some pictures. It didn't happen. Or do you want me to believe that 100 million people in Poland and Germany and oh, to hell with that, 500 million, a billion people didn't know what was going on? Come on. Come on. That's the fascist mindset. It's also the sheep mindset. And in this country, if you're in the ruling clique, you are the fascist mindset. If you voted to put these pigs in, you are in the sheep mindset. Somebody shows you a picture of a fetus ripped into a million pieces, and you'll wet your pants and scream and holler and jump up and down and invoke the name of Christ. Somebody shows you a broken baby in Iraq. Well, that's the price. You know, war is hell. Or you immediately run to your radio station and find the Pigman or Hannity or Dobson or Falwell or Robertson on the television. Tell me what to think! Sorry, Hugh. You live in America 2004, which is not totally unlike Germany 1936, 1941. Yes, make the effort. Put the pictures out there. You're doing the same thing I do, trying to communicate. You think it's working? Good. Keep doing it. But if you are trying to reach the dead souls inside these dead humans that walk around and vote for Bush, I think you're wasting your time. But good God, don't listen to me. I'm a, you know, freaked out, half-crazed radio talk show host. What the hell do I know? But I think anybody who believes that these people can be reached, come on. Come on. We've just had 4 years of slamming this country from ahead 60 miles an hour to reverse 60 miles an hour. You would think that everybody would have gotten whiplash. What happened? The majority of people in this country voted this guy back in, gave him a permission slip to continue the murder and mayhem, continue the destruction of this country. And for those of you who don't believe he got voted back in, which, look, let me just say this. I don't believe he did either. He didn't get voted in the first time. But do you think, maybe Kravitz can help us understand it tomorrow. But do you think that these people are going to relinquish power over something like a glitch, a trail that shows uncounted or miscounted votes? Do you? If it turns out that John Kerry won Ohio and won Florida, what do you think is going to happen? Is George W. Bush and his cabinet of murderers going to all stand up at the same time and say, well, okay. Okay, then. Fair is fair. Do you believe that? I don't. I'm not saying Bush won this election. He damn sure didn't win the last one. But he's in power, and he's going to remain in power. You disagree? I disagree too. I think it sucks. I think it's awful, you know? It's terrible. Let's keep the recounts going. Let's keep hacking at these machines. Let's try to get them removed permanently. Let's have paper ballots. Let's have a paper trail. Let's do away with this phony language like Help America Vote Act and the USA Patriot Act and all this other stuff. I'm right there with you, booby. Right there with you. I got an email from somebody that says, more or less, God, you're negative tonight. Don't you have any kind of suggestion? Yeah, but if I say it on the air, I can lose my job. Huh? Or worse. I've worked within the system forever. I really have. I can remember handing out literature for John Kennedy when I couldn't vote. I was a kid. Now, the only reason I did it was because the union guys in my neighborhood rounded up all the kids and said, "Okay, here's what we're going to do. You know how you kids enjoy the trips to Toledo Beach on Lake Erie? You know how you like the picnics on Labor Day and the parades? You know the union provides all that for you. So here, we want you to hand out this literature. What you do is go up to the door, roll it up like this, like a tube, and stick it between the doorknob and the door jamb. And this is for John Kennedy." And so I did that. You know, I thought, hey, this is pretty cool. This gets me into another free picnic. And then 3 days later, they murdered him. 3 years later, they murdered him. And 5 years later, they murdered Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy. And in that period of time, they murdered Medgar Evers. And they murdered and murdered and murdered and murdered and murdered. Do you think that caused a backlash in this country to snuff out fascism, to really put up resistance to it? I mean, on a broad popular level, no, truth seeker, it did not. I live in the South. In the 30 years I've lived in Atlanta, I have not seen, but I'm aware that they're still lynching black folk down here. What about the guy in Texas that they tied to the back of a pickup truck and dragged him until his body flew apart? Look, this is America. Do you think, truth seeker, that looking at the picture of blown out Fallujah and corpses, I can sit on this radio program every night and talk about dogs eating dead children? Do you think that makes a difference to these so-called red staters? No, it doesn't. It just means fight harder and kill more and bring it to an end. If the kids are killed, well, they shouldn't be there. Why aren't their parents more responsible and Christian? Sorry, Hugh. Keep putting up the pictures, pal, and I'll keep doing my radio program until they stop you and they stop me. But let's not kid ourselves about what effect we're having on people who wouldn't know the truth if it strangled them.
I remembered. Then I remembered. Electronic media creates reality. Electronic media creates
the best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
As promised, one boyfriend for Christmas, Santa.
He's a gift.
Are you some sort of serial killer?
The red bow on my chest?
She won't return.
I'd like to meet my boyfriend.
Where's he from? What's he do for a living?
One question at a time.
This guy's a liar.
Here's my Christmas present.
You've been dating a Christmas present?
A Boyfriend for Christmas. A Tylenol exclusive event with limited interruptions. Premieres tomorrow night at 9, 8 central on the Hallmark Channel. Call 1-866-4-HALLMARK to request Hallmark Channel now.
So I got the hint.
What hint?
About my problem.
Believe me, you don't have a problem.
I'm talking about the Denorex she left in the shower last week.
Oh, that. Well, I noticed your dandruff was back.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denorex.
Denerex penetrates deep into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
I wanted to tell you how great your hair looked, but I guess we got sidetracked.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give...
Just in time for the holidays, the Mike 92.1 has a special stocking stuffer for you. It's a handcrafted keepsake that will warm progressive hearts all year long. It's Madison's Progressive Voicemail. Call 663-7291 now. You can leave a season's greetings for your favorite progressive. You can even sing us a carol. Just call 663-7291. We might put your message on the air so you can tell your loved ones, I'm on the mic. Madison's Progressive Voicemail is on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Offering you the fastest way to get your holiday shopping done, MadisonShopAtHome.com, where $50 gift certificates are only $25.
It was great. I went online, the certificates were delivered. I had time to enjoy the holidays. It was the best Christmas ever.
MadisonShopAtHome.com opens November 29th at 7 a.m. $50 gift certificates for just $25, guaranteed. Save even more at some businesses.
Last year, I didn't know what to get my family. I got some great ideas, and the gift certificates were delivered right to my house.
Opening November 29th at 7 a.m. Shop locally right from your computer at MadisonShopAtHome.com.
Look for great holiday gift ideas from Cutter Harley Davidson Buell, The Ultimate Spa, Argument Golf Course, Steel Magnolia Spa and Salon, and Lupe Fashions.
Opening November 29th at 7 a.m. Shop locally right from your computer at MadisonShopAtHome.com.
Do you hunt by participating in deer drives, or do you know someone who does? This is Conservation Warden Tim Lawhern with a few important tips to help you have a safe hunt. About half of all deer hunting accidents occur during deer drives. If you hunt using this method, make sure you have a plan and then stick to it. Know your safe zone of fire. Make certain your target has a safe backstop and know where your hunting partners are at all times. Remember, safe hunting is no accident.
Paid for by the Wisconsin DNR.
Parents know the importance of eating five or more servings of fruits and vegetables a day. But that's something easier said than done, particularly with children. A serving of 100% white grape juice is a healthy, convenient way for children to get one of those five servings. Recent studies have shown that white grape juice is a gentle juice for young stomachs, so it makes a great place to start. And introducing 100% grape juice in the daycare and elementary school years, when you have the most control over your child's diet, is a great way to establish a lifelong pattern of healthy eating. A message from the Produce for Better Health Foundation and Welch's. For more information about health tips and the benefits of 100% juice, check out www.5aday.com and www.welches.com.
Provocative, powerful, passionate, patriotic. It's an American radio revolution. The Mike 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
I would not run from the Holocaust. I would not run from the bomb. I'd welcome the chance to meet my maker and fly into the sun. Fly into the sun.
22 past the hour. So the Republicans are going to change their House rules. Did you see this other thing? An executive jet is being used by the American... this is according to the Times of London. An executive jet is being used by the American intelligence agencies to fly terror suspects to countries that routinely use torture in their prisons. The movements of the Gulfstream V, leased by agents from the United States Defense Department and the CIA, are detailed in confidential logs obtained by the Sunday Times, which cover more than 300 flights. Countries with poor human rights records to which the Americans have delivered prisoners include Egypt, Syria, and Uzbekistan, according to the files. Now, it goes on and on, and we'll post this so you can read it yourself, you know, make your own decision. And it raises the question, well, why are they using a Gulfstream 5 rather than a C-130? If they've delivered 300 passengers, what is a Gulfstream 5, how many passengers does it carry? I have no idea. Could it be because the Gulfstream 5 doesn't make as big a dent on the radar screens as a C-130 does? In other words, no one asks a question about a Gulfstream 5 landing in Amman or Riyadh or Khartoum or Istanbul, whereas they would ask questions if a C-130 dropped out of the sky, right? This is who we've become. This is who we've become. We ship people to countries that are totally dependent on us for their damned existence. And we say to them, here's another handful. Do them. A report by the United Nations says no country can justify torture, the humiliation of prisoners, or violation of international conventions in the guise of fighting terrorism. Yeah. Tell that to George Bush. Tell that to Elliot Abrams. Tell that to Donald Rumsfeld. Tell it to John Poindexter. Tell it to the rest of these people, these criminals who are now running this country. Torture flights. You like that? Abu Ghraib, what did the pig man Rush Limbaugh call that? Nothing more than fraternity pranks? Nice, huh? And then the little baby Jesus, Sean Hannity, picks up on the same theme. As, yeah, it's just nothing more than fraternity pranks. That's all because Rush said it was. What do you suppose Limbaugh calls the execution of immediate execution of a wounded fighter in Iraq? Well, it's my understanding that he and Hannity, matter of fact, where do we see this, Kathy? He was on CBS, on Dan Rather's program tonight. I keep watching because I want to see Dan's head finally just start spinning and spinning and spinning on camera. But there it was, Hannity and the pig man justifying the execution of this wounded Iraqi. Okay, war is hell. Yeah, and one of the justifications was, well, there are corpses that have been booby-trapped. Really? Have there been? Okay. So if you see a man who is alive and is wounded, well, what's your first conclusion? It's not a corpse? Good, 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 good. No, it's not. It's a live human being. So what do you do then? Oh, damn. Shoot him. That's right. So now, here's what we have. We have the video. Oh, and on the Freeper websites, these sick, psychopathic animals... FreeRepublic.com, they're saying that the shooter, the Marine, should have gotten the cameraman too. Huh? Kill him too. Kill them all. Hugh, putting up your pictures is a wonderful thing because it will inspire those of us who are left in the progressive liberal movement to work even harder to overturn this what has happened here. But do you think it will touch the hearts of these right-wing monsters? And I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to reach Harriet Housewife in the Kansas City suburbs who voted for Bush and doesn't get it. Well, Harriet Housewife, first of all, would never go to a website that shows grisly pictures. Or the first one she saw, she would immediately switch it off and go in and watch I Love Lucy reruns or read her Bible or something. Or turn to Fox News for reassurance that none of this is happening. What they do, Hugh, they put their hands over their ears and they go, la, 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 none of this is happening, none of this is happening, none of this is happening, la, 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 none of this is happening. Torture flights. That's what we do now. We send the people that we want interrogated to Uzbekistan. I shared with you what the president of Uzbekistan does to people who piss him off. He drops their bodies slowly into boiling water. Talk about getting medieval on you. Hey, you know it's a war on terror, man. We'll be right back.
best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
This is what bugs me no end. They believe that people who are rich are the most productive people. And what I love about this is these guys, I did everything myself. You're standing on the shoulders of people who stood on the shoulders, 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 who built this society, you schmuck.
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
I'm here with Ed Benny from VIP Financial talking about an impressive 1% home mortgage. Ed, tell me, this is no joke.
No joke, Bob. VIP Financial is here to save everyone a ton of money refinancing or purchasing a home or investment property. If you are experiencing payment shock every month, give me a call. I can put cash back in your pocket by refinancing your home with a start rate as low as 1%. Put that extra cash to work for you. Retirement fund, college fund, or just get out and live a little.
Give Ed at VIP Financial a call today at 277-5510 and start saving with a mortgage rate of 1%.
The Wisconsin Steam Journal has your chance to win free tickets to see a great holiday tradition in Madison. Backed by popular demand, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert December 4th at the Alliant Energy Center. Now through December 1st, see the Wisconsin State Journal for details on how you can win your free tickets. Your chance to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra live from the Wisconsin State Journal.
Big Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 Years of Helping Kids.
Today, Kyle and his big brother, Justin,
hello,
hi, are here to share some stuff we've learned.
From time to time, a kid may double dare you.
That looks heavy. Bet you can't lift it.
Are you serious?
I double dare you.
Okay.
See? I told you. Uh-oh.
Moments like these happen every day.
To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIGS or go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Set a button for Madison's new progressive talk station, The Mic, 92.1, home of the Air America Radio Network.
26 before the hour. Just got an email from Norway. Do you want to hear this? You want to hear it? Okay. Dear Mike, my heart goes out to you. I can hear the frustration and disgust in your voice. Sounds like your hope and faith is disappearing. I've listened to you for a long time. I've been cheering for Howard Dean for more than 2 years. I was not impressed with the lily-livered Democrats letting the media scare them away from Dean. Good intentions are not enough. You need brains and guts as well, and the majority of American Democratic voters clearly lack both. I'm sorry to say I was hoping Bush would win. Why? Because I have 100% lost faith in the American people ever wising up. I'm no longer waiting for a good Democrat to be elected. It won't happen. I've changed tacks. Now I'm hoping Bush runs your economy into the ground and that makes the USA lose its power the way it's totally lost its reputation. I'm sorry, Mike. It's hard to empathize with the USA and any war anymore. I view half of America as outright evil and greedy and criminal, and the other half as weak and dumb. Bush and the American people has made an enemy out of this Norwegian pacifist. And if you're right, the USA will soon be blatantly fascistic, even admitting it. I wish you personally well, but I wish ruin on the USA. And it's signed Kent, Norway. Wow. Hmm. Oh, and by the way, the battle for the city of Fallujah. I like the way LA Times reported it today. The battle for the city of Fallujah is giving U.S. military commanders some insight into this country's insurgency, painting a portrait of a homegrown uprising dominated by Iraqis, not foreign fighters. Of the more than 1,000 men between the ages of 15 and 55 who were captured in intense fighting in the center of the insurgency over the last week, just 15 are confirmed foreign fighters, according to General George W. Casey, the top U.S. ground commander in Iraq. 15 out of 1,000. American commanders said their best estimates of the proportion of foreigners among their enemies is about 5%. Well, 15 out of 1,000 is not 5%. What is it? It's 0.15%. The LA Times goes on to say the overwhelming majority of insurgents, several senior commanders said, are drawn from the tens of thousands of former government employees whose sympathies lie with the toppled regime of Saddam Hussein, unemployed, quote, criminals, close quote, who find work laying roadside bombs for about $500 each, and Iraqi religious extremists. I'm going to tell you something, and I'm not trying to come off as, you know, cracking wise here, because you already know this, Truth Seeker. If you're listening to this program, you know this. There is no way in hell or heaven or earth that we are going to win this war in Iraq. The British found out the hard way. We have found out. Various people have found out. The Ottoman Empire found out. All these, you know, and now it's our turn. It's like the Russians found out in Afghanistan, we're going to find out in Iraq. Now, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. When are we going to do what we did in Vietnam? Bug out. Wow. Mark is calling from Sarasota, Florida. Mark, welcome to the program. And thanks for holding on.
Well, thank you, Mike. It's been a nice show.
Okay. All right.
It's fascism. Interesting thing I stumbled upon a while ago, which was the last three major assassinations all happened during lame duck presidencies. Martin Luther King, Robert F. Kennedy, and John Lennon. Also, about what you were talking about earlier, the last chapter of the book, The Assassinations, sums it up very well about what would have happened if the right wing had four of its major leaders assassinated in, say, the 1980s or so, and this whole psychology. But I called you up about the stolen election.
Yes.
And I wrote a piece a couple days into it, and it's on a site called stolenelection.net. And it really is the empirical data of just the two most important states of Florida and Ohio, and the exit polling that came out, and it's all footnoted. The exit polling, as one knows, in Florida, he was up by 3, in Ohio up by 4. He ended up losing Florida by 5.2 and Ohio by 2.5. Now, this in Florida is 105% above the plus or minus of 4% of the exit polling, the probability at which 95% will fall into. So Florida is 105% above where 95% of the probability of plus or minus 4% is. This is extremely unlikely to occur. Ohio is 62.5% above this plus or minus 4%. Very unlikely to occur also. I will give you one anomaly. I'll give you one miracle. When you put these two together, it becomes mathematically or statistically impossible to occur, or very nearly impossible to occur.
Right.
So they're doing all sorts of things to cover this up. One of the nicest things that they did to show their hand, which was on the Jay Leno show, the perfect medium, the perfect time, which was 2 days after it, and the perfect person, which was the biggest, heaviest hitter, nonpartisan boy they supposedly have, is Senator McCain. They brought him out and put him on the Tonight Show to quell this.
Right.
They have showed their hand in everything they do. I mean, CNN, we have captured a screen save at 1:05 on November 3rd, that evening, the morning, right after. And it shows the correct Ohio exit poll numbers.
Right.
At 6:41, it was captured again. They have the exact numbers now that they came out with a week later of he won by 2.5% in Ohio. So what this is a blatant taking over, and then now, of course, what you were saying before, they're consolidating their base and throwing everybody out and consolidating the Pentagon. It is extremely important that people understand where we are in history. We are at the fork in the road of if we have fascism and the jackboots on our neck, or do we want to change this? And one way is to change it, as I told your screener a while ago, is I've been working with the four presidential candidates, the minor presidential candidates, their campaign managers, to get them together to come out as one voice on this and to speak to the world on this. And maybe whatever happens, there's a total blackout in American media on this, a real big blackout, except for a few pieces coming out here and there, one in the Washington Post, and but not many. But if they came out together, which is what we're trying to do, they would have world headline news, and then it would be interesting to see what kind of news it would happen in the United States.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. I hope you or whoever you're working with can get these four minor presidential candidates to make such a joint statement. That would be profound. I mean, what the hell? Two of them are the ones doing the challenge.
Yes.
In Ohio.
Right. The Cobb and Libertarian Michael Wright are together, and Ralph is working with black box voting, with the Help America Recount.
Right.
So, I mean, they're all together, and I've talked to all four of the campaign managers many different times, and I can tell you this is in the works right now, and if people want to get to these four, this is both, look, the Constitution and the Libertarian on the right are all for this.
Right.
And Cobb, the Green, and the Reform and Natives people on the left are all for this. They're all, I mean, and it's to get them together. Because, look, historically, this has to happen, and it's going to happen. And the world press will see us, the whole world will see us in a much better light, and we will get recognition. So if they cut us off here, they have another press conference showing all the world's front page headlines and saying, who owns the media? We have licenses every 7 or 8 years that they postcard in. We want 1 hour of free time. Is there anything more important?
Of course, let me ask you something, and you have to give me an answer within 90 seconds.
All right.
Supposing the counts are overturned, reversed, in Florida and Ohio, and John Kerry is declared the winner of those two states, what do you foresee as the reaction to that in this country?
Well, the likelihood of that politically is very small. And what I've been trying to do, I've called in all my chips with congresspeople that I've worked with before, from Gerald Nadler to Bernie Sanders to Waxman to Conyers, who put in from the GAO. And what it is, you have to get a senator pulled out of the hat. Just like 4 years ago, they had congresspeople. When they had a joint session before the House on January 6th with the electors, where the president is really elected.
Okay, and do you think there is a senator? I watched that. Al Gore presided over that.
Yes, he did.
And refused to raise his voice. When member of the Black Caucus after member of the Black Caucus stood there and begged for one senator to affirm what they were laying before the American people. Do you think there's a senator out there who's going to do it this time?
Well, I've called up five different senators who I think they're most likely. Number one, Russ Feingold, who was the only senator that voted against the USA Patriot Act. Robert Byrd, who, of course, is sort of out there and on the offensive against the war, as nobody else was, standing on the floor by himself. Jim Jeffords, who switched parties from Republican and to independent when it made the whole difference in the world. These are the first three I've reached out to. I've also called Daschle, who, of course, the handshake deal of the whole century was the minority and majority people in the House never go into each other's backyards to vote, to go and elect, to fight against them with their elections. Of course, this was broken by the Republicans this time, where Frist went into in the Daschle's home state and campaigned heavily against him, and of course Daschle lost, so he has sort of sour grips. I've called
All right, Mark, listen, I'm out of time for this segment. I want you to stay in touch. We're going to have, tomorrow night, we're going to have Help America Recount, we're going to have Joan Kravitz on the program, and maybe you can call in tomorrow night or whatever. If you can't call in tomorrow night, a subsequent night. But I want to hear from you again. I've got to break it right now, okay?
Thank you for all your work on this.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. Yeah, we need to hear from this guy again. We'll be right back.
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Kmart, Kroger, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
Well, Mr. Quentin, I have your loan application here. I see you want to finance one of our big screen TVs.
Oh, yeah, I love that TV.
Of course you do. The thing is, your credit report has a few hiccups or bumps.
Bumps, yes.
What we call red flags or warnings.
You see, I can...
Actually, you have huge gaping chasms of incredibly bad decision-making.
Okay, I can explain.
I mean monumental credit mistakes. I mean, phenomenally ridiculous, laughable, really. I mean, Mr. Quentin... Oh, I gotta frame this one.
Before you go for a loan, be prepared with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score. All for just $14.95. It's the first step to getting the things you want. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
As promised, one boyfriend for Christmas, Santa.
He's a gift.
Are you some sort of serial killer?
The red bow on my chest?
She won't return.
I'd like you to meet my boyfriend.
Where's he from? What's he do for a living?
One question at a time.
This guy's a liar.
Who's my Christmas present?
You've been dating a Christmas present?
A Boyfriend for Christmas. A Tylenol exclusive event with limited interruptions. Premieres tomorrow night at 9, 8 central on the Hallmark Channel. Call 1-866-4-HALLMARK to request Hallmark Channel now.
Overstock.com!
The big, big O!
Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
This is one of those see you later emails.
Bring it!
I'm going to listen one more time, and if I hear you minimize or ridicule those who are working hard to get this election fraud uncovered, then I'm switching to my old jazz station.
Wait. Allow me! Okay, you happy now, Chump?
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
Are you a business owner or manager? Are you interested in increasing your sales and traffic? Would you like to invite quality, educated prospects into your business? If so, you need to step up to the mic. The Mic 92.1 is Madison's fastest growing radio station, reaching a new listening audience on a new station in a new format. You think these consumers might be interested in new products and services like yours? We do, and we want to help you talk to them. The Mike's Marketing Solutions team specializes in custom programs that help you use your hard-earned dollars in the most efficient and effective way. Call the Mike today at 276-1300. The Mike listeners are passionate about their favorite shows and their favorite station. They're loyal to their new station and loyal to the sponsors that support it. Let us show you how to invite them into your business. Step up to the Mike 92.1 and put us to work for you. Call the Mike at 276-1300. Thank you for listening and supporting Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Gilbert has left circle. Shoots. He scores! Tom Gilbert, a power play goal.
Grab your tickets early for what's sure to be an exciting weekend of Wisconsin men's hockey as they host the College Hockey Showcase. On Friday, November 26th, Wisconsin takes on the Spartans of Michigan State. The action continues on Saturday night as they battle the Wolverines of Michigan. Face-off is 7.05 p.m. both evenings. Fans will also enjoy player trading cards courtesy of Settle Strauss and Cold Stone Creamery. For more information or to order your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com.
Okay. Let's say you're sitting at home when one of those TV shows comes on about the environment. You know, greenhouse gases and air pollution. You get all conflicted because you know it's important, but hey, you're just one person sitting at home watching TV. Well, with Energy Star, you can be part of the solution. The fact is, your home can cause twice the greenhouse gases of your car. It's true. That's why the EPA urges you to take action at home to help protect the environment. Start by replacing 5 lights in your house with ones that have earned the Energy Star, having your heating and cooling system checked annually, and looking for products that have earned the government's Energy Star. These are only a few ways you can help reduce your home energy bills and make a big difference in the fight against air pollution. Discover more steps you can take to reduce air pollution from your home and car at energystar.gov. And thanks to Energy Star, the next time one of those shows comes on about the environment, you'll know you're making a difference.
Welcome to the Mic 92.1, home of the Air America Radio Network. Take your seat at the Mic, Madison's new progressive talk station.
9 minutes before the hour. Credit where credit's due here. Program engineered in New York by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake screened your calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall is our webmaster. Ben Birch, White Rose Society archives the program. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Kathy Bay is executive producer. Check out airamericaradio.com and also go to mikemalloy.com. Daily program topics available once again at mikemalloy.com. Just right there on the main page. And don't forget, Thursday night is... teenagers will be calling in here. I just got this email. Let me share it with you. Mike, I must admit that I'm most concerned that our nation has lost its moral standing in the world. This is what our true friends in other countries have realized over these last few years. When you spoke to Hugh, the man who has the website with pictures of Fallujah, I get the impression that he was trying to do with his site what Picasso wanted to do with his painting of Guernica, to bring decent people to a sense of outrage. I found it ironic when Hugh said on Randy Rhodes' program today that he got some of his pictures off of German websites. There's a point in moral degradation that people must recognize when they reach it. When you look into the abyss looks into you. If they go on, they take their whole nation with them and are all damned. You are right that some people in our nation are beyond the pale and have lost all human decency. Perhaps it requires somebody like you, who can't understand true unredeemable evil exists, to present these pictures. Okay, it requires somebody like you, who will show people who can't understand that true unredeemable evil exists, and then present these pictures. It also requires people like us, who remember fascist history and see the progress of its repetition. Yeah, I agree. Well, the pictures, if you go to the website, FallujahPictures.blogspot.com and check them out, Yeah, I my frustration is certainly not with Hugh. Hugh is doing something that American media doesn't have the courage to do, and that the Bush administration doesn't have the decency to do. You know, he's taking a real chance. Hugh is. He's taken almost as much of a chance as Kathy and I take. But he's taken the chance, and bless him for it. My frustration was the idea, and Hugh may be right, that there are people out there who support this criminal regime who could be moved by these pictures. I don't know. I wonder how many people who supported Franco, who saw the painting Guernica, were impressed or immediately went to work to overthrow. You know, Franco was remained in power till what, the 70s, 80s, the 60s? I'm showing my ignorance again. But that was my point with Hugh. And the point was not with Hugh. It was with people that would look at pictures of atrocities. You know, war produces pornography. And you've got pictorial pornography and the actual pornography of the young men, for the most part, and young women now, who have to go do the killing and the dying. It's pornographic. It is a failure of the human species. It is the failure of everything. War is the failure of everything. And the wars of the 20th century, didn't you think we had learned something? I mean, I don't know. And this did not start with 19 bombers, 15 of whom were Saudis, coming to this country on September the 11th, 2001. That's not when it started. That's not when it started. But the other reason that I think the pictures on Hugh's blogspot would not be effective to these crazy right-wingers is because, don't forget, they know that Iraq attacked this country on September 11th. They know that. They know that, and there is not a force or a power on earth that can convince them otherwise. Their leader, baby Jesus's brother, Jesus' baby brother George Bush, told them. Cheney told them. And 70% of them still believe that the attack came from Iraq or was engineered by Saddam. Now, how do you reach people like that? When they have that in their mind, then the reaction to the dead Iraqi civilians or the dead children. And Jesus Christ, let's not pretend like we're only killing children now. We killed Iraqi children for a decade. Do you understand? Remember when Madeleine Albright, Bill Clinton's Secretary of State, said when she was asked if the price of 500,000 dead Iraqi children was worth maintaining the blockade against Iraq? And she said it was. Do you remember, Truth Seeker? The killing of Iraqi children and civilians is not something that started with this murderous psychopath that's in the White House now. It actually started with his father. Oh, I know. Saddam invaded Kuwait. But the 12 years of sanctions insisted upon by the United States, we are the only power on the planet that can work that kind of evil against another country. And we did it. And 500,000, 1,000,000, 1.5 million children dead, starvation, dysentery, polio, fevers, diarrhea. So it didn't start with Fallujah, did it? Thanks for participating in the program tonight. It's a very uplifting night, wasn't it, huh? Let's all go home and open a vein. Oh, you're already home. That's right. Listen, I'll see you tomorrow night. I will. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
With all the recent news on prescription Vioxx, you may be asking what the right pain reliever is for you. Talk to your doctor and ask him.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
New voter registration and all these people standing in line for 10 hours and 6 hours and in the rain and in the cold to vote for the status quo. You didn't do that. I know you didn't do it. I didn't do it either. And what's really sick is the votes will never be traceable. It was like undetectable. It reminded me of Goodfellas when they talked about the Lufthansa heist, you know?
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
Hello, my name is Mike Leckrone, director of the University of Wisconsin Marching Band. My passion has always been the arts, so I was naturally drawn to an organization that helps children and adults with disabilities reach their full potential through artistic expression.
Join Mike and become a friend of Very Special Arts. Call 1-866-672-ARTS.
We need the support of friends like you to make dreams a reality. So come on, Wisconsin, become a friend of Very Special Arts. And on, Wisconsin!
I'm Deb from Madison, and I'm on the mic.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Matt Cherry. Holiday shoppers hit the malls with lists and money in hand. CNN Radio's Ed McCarthy was among the masses in suburban Atlanta.
The parking lot is full and shoppers are checking their lists. What about their budget? What will Santa leave under the tree compared to last year?
Probably about the same. I mean, I've not really budgeted anything. I just buy to buy.
Kind of spontaneous?
Exactly. But I have their list. I have the children's list in my purse.
While some at this giant mall north of Atlanta are Christmas looking, there have been a lot of bags filled, bringing smiles to merchants. Ed McCarthy, CNN Radio, Buford, Georgia.
About 44% of Americans are expected to shop this weekend. Not everybody was in the spending mood, though. A group of activists in Portland, Oregon took to the streets to promote Buy Nothing Day. Iraqi insurgents are advancing in their offensive against coalition forces in Mosul.
In the last few weeks, some 3,200 Iraqi police have been intimidated to leave their posts, either through intimidation or corruption within the police force. Now it is believed that the insurgents are targeting the Iraqi National Guard in particular.
That's CNN Radio's Nick Robertson reporting. Auditors say they can't find some of the government property that a subsidiary of Vice President Dick Cheney's former company, Halliburton, was paid to manage in Iraq and Kuwait. The items include trucks, generators, and computers, all worth millions of dollars. The European Union's foreign policy minister says a second round of elections remains a possibility in Ukraine. Javier Solana says it's important to keep stability and peace as protests continue.
First, not to use force by any of the sides, any of the parties, which I think is very important, having so many people on the street.
A working group has been formed to find a solution to the crisis, which has been fueled by accusations that Sunday's runoff balloting was rigged. This is CNN Radio News.
Arthritis sufferers, today you've got double trouble. Not only your pain, but maybe your pain reliever. Vioxx, off the market. Heart attacks and strokes. Aspirin and ibuprofen can cause stomach ulcers and bleeding. So what to do? Millions of arthritis sufferers relieve their pain every day with Jointritis. Jointritis is a remarkable patented arthritis rub. Developed by modern medical technology, Jointritis contains a powerful pain reliever plus a combination of lanolin glucosamine and chondroitin. You've probably heard about lanolin glucosamine and chondroitin. Jointritis uses these three ingredients as special skin conditioners, and Jointritis rushes relief deep into arthritic joints. Jointritis, for fast relief from even the worst cases of minor arthritis pain. Forget pills. Jointritis, use as directed, is today's effective yet safe way to relieve your arthritis pain. Available at Walgreens and Rite Aid. Jointritis.
The U.S. Supreme Court reconvenes Monday to hear oral arguments, but there will be one notable absence. Chief Justice William Rehnquist will not be present, according to a court spokeswoman. The 80-year-old Rehnquist has been undergoing treatments for thyroid cancer. A dispute over a law protecting the steel industry leads to more than $150 million in penalties on U.S. exports from the World Trade Organization. President Bush says the country's worked hard to comply with the WTO, but it's a two-way street.
We expect the WTO as well to treat our trading partners as they treat us, and that's why, for example, I filed a complaint on the Airbus situation. We believe that the subsidies for Airbus are unfair for a U.S. company such as Boeing.
The sanctions could apply to goods ranging from textiles to apples. A jailed Palestinian leader says he won't be a candidate for president after all. Marwan Barghouti is instead supporting Fatah Party candidate Mahmoud Abbas. This is news from CNN Radio. The government still isn't doing a good enough job inspecting hazardous materials aboard airlines, that according to a new report.
The issue first came into question following the 1996 ValueJet crash in the Everglades, an accident blamed on a fire caused by illegal shipment of oxygen generators in the cargo hold. A report from the Transportation Department finds the government still needs to do a better job monitoring and inspecting hazardous materials shipped on airlines. The Inspector General's report says the FAA's enforcement of hazmat regulations has been in flux. The agency is criticized for failing to conduct covert tests to make sure airlines are handling hazardous materials properly. Rachel Lee, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
Actress Shelley Long is home from the hospital after what her manager says was a bad reaction to medication. He denies published reports that Long tried to kill herself following the breakup of her marriage. I'm Matt Cherry. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning seditions. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
I'm here and I'm talking to you every day and we're taking calls and we're looking at what's going on. And then, you know, you go out, you know, I ask who you're voting for. And they're like, nah, I don't care. And then I'm walking around like yesterday and I'm like, why do all these people look like, you know, this isn't a very important day? Because apparently about 48% of them, they didn't give a crap. It wasn't an important day to them. It just was another day.
Morning sedition from 5 to 8.
Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
Okay, so you've been hearing a lot about the environment and greenhouse gases, and you're conflicted because you know it's important, but what can you do? The EPA urges you to be part of the solution with Energy Star. The fact is, your home can cause twice the greenhouse gases of your car. It's true. But by replacing your five most frequently used lights with ones that have earned the Energy Star, you've taken a powerful first step right at home. Discover more steps you can take to reduce air pollution from your home and car at EnergyStar.gov, and you'll feel good knowing you're making a difference.
Now, Mike Malloy, a humble and obedient servant of the truth, on Madison's Progressive Talk.
Mike Malloy.
The Mike, 92.1.
Nature Seekers, Mike Malloy here. Do kick back and enjoy this Best of Mike Malloy program, the one you are listening to now. It's a recorded program since I'm off for a few days, and we'll return November 29th, ready once again to do battle against the flying monkey right. So enjoy, but don't call in until November 29th, okay? Okay.
Evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for joining us. It's about 7 past the hour. This is our last night for a while. We will be off tomorrow night and then all of next week. And I understand from She Who Must Be Obeyed in New York that the programming, tomorrow night, Friday, the network is going to rebroadcast the program that we did the night after the election debacle, the November 3rd program. So if you missed it, November 3rd, stick around. You can hear it tomorrow. And what Linda's going to do, the woman who put this together for us, our production assistant up in New York, the third hour of so many of the programs, she's going to put in the front of the rerun so that the people in New York can hear it. As you know, we're not carried on WLIB during the third hour of the program. So if things sound a little squooey to you when you're listening next week, not to worry. It's just the magic of radio. But it's going to be all best of, all reruns. If you missed any, stick around. They'll all be available. And tomorrow night will be a rebroadcast of the Wednesday, November 3rd program in full. So stick around for that, okay? Now, I got this email from Rebecca near Seattle, Washington. She writes, "Dear Mike and Kathy, last Thursday I was listening to your show and I heard the girl from Portland, Oregon who called and was frustrated because there aren't any other kids who are interested in politics or doing anything about this so-called president. I would have called in tonight, but I will be attending a community conversation so we can figure out what to do now that the election is over. So I'm emailing my comments now. Six friends and I, ages 11 through 16, who are all homeschooled, but not the religious fanatic type, have formed a political discussion group. This summer, we had weekly discussions about the Patriot Act, the draft, and how to become a conscientious objector, the Iraq War, and, most interesting to me, media consolidation. We also attended Fahrenheit 9/11 together and then discussed it afterwards. We felt motivated to do something, so in October, we walked the length of Vashon Island, where we live, and that's 16 miles, to encourage people to vote and to raise money for MoveOn.org. We raised over $1,700. We are continuing our weekly discussions and activism, and it is very empowering. We feel like we're making a difference, steering the country back in the right direction. I encourage other kids around the country to start similar discussion groups, and they will then feel empowered to do something as well. Another reason I cannot call in is because last week you said the age limit for calls tonight was 13 through 17, but I'm only 12. And if you ever want to talk about homeschooling in the future, I'd be glad to chime in on that as well. We're not all right-wing conservatives. I'm only 12. Well, Rebecca, we could have made an exception in your case. And if there are any 12-year-olds who are close to being 13 tonight, we'll take your call. You probably know what we're going to do tonight, for this first hour anyway. We're looking for phone calls for people between the ages of 13 and 17, inclusive. Now, if you're 12, like Rebecca here, and you're close to being 13, and you really want to get in on this, okay, what the heck? Rules are only made to be broken anyway, right? We're not looking for any particular a point of view from you, just how you feel about stuff, whether it is the current political climate in this country. How do you feel about the fact that the media have divided us into red states and blue states, which is just totally asinine? There are a lot of Democrats who live in, for example, Oklahoma. There's a lot of Republicans that live in New York. But the media have divided us. And the popular culture has picked up on that. You know, you're a red stater, you're a blue stater. How do you feel about the situation in Iraq? How do you feel about your own future? And if you're old enough to remember what it was during the Clinton years, if you want to comment on that. But just pretty much wherever you want to go with this, all right? Now, our assistant producer in New York, Linda, will be handling the calls when you call in. So give her the straight stuff, whatever she's asking you for. Let her know what she needs to know, and then we'll take you on the air and chat for a while, okay? Noah is calling from New Jersey. Noah, welcome to the program. I believe you and I have talked before, haven't we?
I'm not sure. I think you talked to my dad.
Oh, okay. You created the liberalkids.org site?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I guess it was your dad. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the program.
Thanks. I was just calling because I think, first of all, I think it was a great idea that you decided to give this night to kids because I think part of the reason why I started liberalkids.org was because I saw all the kids at my school who were so impassioned. On November 2nd, they were all going around with carry pins and carry bumper stickers on their shirts and everything. And just the idea that, you know, you don't have to be 18 to be able to do something struck me.
That's true. That's very true.
But I think that, you know, even though the election is supposedly over, even though there's so much, you know, fraud going on and everything, I think that there's still, you know, so much that even kids can do, you know. Write into newspapers and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Volunteer to try to get you know, Democrats elected to Congress. But there was something else that I, my parents, my mom and dad thought of this. Because the news in general is basically ignoring the fact that there was so much voter disenfranchisement and everything going on, they decided to maybe boycott the news, you know, for about like 2 months, from November 20th to January 20th. Just don't watch the news because they're not going to tell us anything.
That's a good point, Noah. Also, it helps you retain your sanity. It helps you avoid anxiety when you cannot look at this garbage that's put out there as mainstream news. It's a good idea from your parents. Excellent idea.
Yeah, I mean, just watching conservatives, you know, Pat Buchanan or something on TV looking smug, you know, just makes you want to kill them.
Well, let me ask you a couple things, Noah.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have a certain point of view about how the election has turned out so far. It's not over till it's over, as Yogi Berra said, I think. But how do you feel about when you hear things like Bill Clinton handed George Bush a potential $7-8 trillion budget surplus over the next 10 years, and Bush has already turned it into a potential $3-5 trillion deficit, whatever it is. And that represents a direct tax on your generation. That's a tax increase on your generation.
Yeah.
15 or 20 years from now, when this economy is still struggling to pay that off, unless there's some kind of a miracle, and I don't particularly see that happening. But 15 or 20 years from now, when you're working and you're struggling to pay that off, it's going to be like a tax on your income. Do you think about things like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I've heard tons of figures juggling around that now, like, you know, it's an $85,000 debt per, you know, per newborn kid now, you know, any time just for being born, you know, as a birth tax. And, you know, it's horrible because what do? We can't vote. I mean, you know, we're not old enough.
That's right.
Even though I'm pretty sure a lot of us are mature enough to make decisions more mature than a lot of adults who are out there, you know, look into things. Don't just look, you know, two sentences into something in the newspaper, you know, actually peruse things and, you know, just look. But, you know, now I think that it's horrible because we're the ones who are going to have to possibly fight in Iraq. You know, if God forbid there's a draft, you know, and we can't move to Canada because of the agreement Bush made with Canada that we can't move there for the draft.
That's pretty scary. Hey, listen, Noah, we're coming up on a break here. I want to leave it there and move on to the next caller.
All right.
Thanks for checking in, and I hope people come to your website, liberalkids.org. All right?
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Noah. You have a nice evening.
You too.
We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Vitamin World and health food stores everywhere.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
So I got the hint.
What hint?
About my problem.
Believe me, you don't have a problem.
I'm talking about the Denorex you left in the shower last week.
Oh, that. Well, I noticed your dandruff was back.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denorex. Denorex penetrates deep into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
I wanted to tell you how great your hair looked, but I guess we got sidetracked.
Are you finally ready for Denorex? Use as directed.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give...
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
The states where were actually hit by terrorists, Pennsylvania, New York, we went for Kerry, and we... You know, it just drives me crazy, this liberal elitist stuff. George W. Bush isn't an elitist? George W. Bush, whose family has gone to Yale since the 1850s?
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Did you know that you could donate your old car, no matter what condition it's in, to a wonderful charity that will give you up to 50% of the car's value in cash and also get the maximum tax deduction? That's right. Kids in Need will take your car no matter what condition it's in. Proceeds from these vehicles will be used to distribute a phonics reading program for underprivileged kids. There's no better gift for a child than the gift of learning to read. And, for a limited time, while supplies last, Kids in Need will also give a $1,000 gift certificate to everyone who donates a car. So, you can donate your car to charity, receive up to 50% of the value in cash, receive a tax deduction, and get a $1,000 gift certificate. Call Kids in Need now at 1-888-HUG-KIDS. That's 1-888-HUG-KIDS. And at the same time, you'll be giving the gift of reading to kids in need. What a fantastic way to get great value out of your old car, no matter what condition it's in. Call 1-888-HUG-KIDS now. Free pickup and towing. Call 1-888-HUG-KIDS.
Snow is formed when water in clouds is exposed to frigid temperatures. The Infiniti G35's intelligent all-wheel drive gives you the traction you need. Sun turns snow to water. The G35 takes it in stride. Its all-wheel drive system varying the power between front and rear wheels as needed. Water evaporates, leaving dry ground. The G35's all-wheel drive shifts power to the rear wheels for responsive handling. The elements, as experienced by the Infiniti G35 sedan with intelligent all-wheel drive. The 2004 Infiniti G35 comes with a 260-horsepower V6, automatic transmission, and available intelligent all-wheel drive that changes with the weather for $33,690. See your Infiniti dealer for a test drive and an attractive lease deal of $359 a month for 42 months with an initial payment of $2,859. Or visit Infiniti.com.
Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-800-862-0406 for lease details. Offer ends 11-104. MSRP for 2004 G35 automatic leather AWD model with sunroof includes $590 destination charge. Excludes tax, title, and license. Deal sets actual price.
They may have won the election, but if we keep fighting, we'll never lose. This is The Mic, 92.1.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. We are talking to young people tonight. Mike is calling from Pennsylvania. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, how old are you, Mike?
I'm 17.
17, okay.
Yeah, my basic, what I'm calling for is about the draft. I mean, I'm seeing what's going on in Iraq, and I'm seeing Bush take us to war for no reason, and now they're talking about Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And my concern is sort of the divide and conquer. How many places is he going to put us with few people before we lose, and how many people are going to have to die for it?
Do you talk with your friends, people around your age, about this issue?
The people that I am friends with are all in agreement with me. The school that I went to was not. I live in Pittsburgh, which is socially conservative, And it seems like the people, specifically in my school, were very conservative, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you talking about the kids or the faculty?
The kids and the faculty, actually.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, when are you in your senior year this year, or?
I was going to school, and I dropped out last year to get my GED, but I would be a senior, yeah.
Okay, and you still discuss these issues with kids that you have?
Pretty much everybody that I'm still friends with, I discuss it, and they're all in agreement. But I still talk to them about the people at my school and their mock election, and having Bush win that in that mm-hmm. youth group scares me.
Mm-hmm. Aside from the draft, what is your general sense about just about the country in general? Because you're here, and this is where you live. And unless you were to emigrate or leave the country, this is where you'll be. This is where I live. This is where most everybody listening to this program, except people listening overseas, of course, listen on the internet. But what's your general sense of? Your life in America in 2004 and beyond?
Right now, I wouldn't say that my life's all that great. I also feel like I'm watching the decline of this nation. I read things like China giving us the average of $2 billion a day to prop up our dollar, and I wonder how much longer that's going to go on before they stop. And we file for bankruptcy. I know that's not... Mm-hmm. a general concern right now, but it's definitely a concern for the future.
You seem very current on some of these issues, and yet you said you dropped out of school. Why did you drop out of school?
My basic reason was they weren't my subjects. Everything that I was seeing wasn't anything that I hadn't already learned. The public schooling system seems like you learn something for 4 years straight, and then they repeat over again.
Mm-hmm.
You learn about the Revolutionary War in 7th grade, and then in 10th grade you learn about it again.
Mm-hmm. So you just got tired of not having new subjects that you could study, new ideas, new approaches? Is that it? Are you going to continue your education?
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking at, well, I have to go get my GED, and once I'm doing that, I'm looking at community college, which President Bush recommended several times.
and then into a baccalaureate school to get, I would imagine, an undergraduate degree?
Yeah, I'm trying to take my education as far as possible so that I have a job that will be able to deal with the economy.
Yeah, I hear that. How do your political points of view correspond with or differ from your parents, for example?
My mom is generally uneducated on the subject. I talk to her about things that she doesn't really know about. I was the one that told her that Republicans were pro-life, and she didn't know that prior to me telling her that. So.
Hmm. So your mom just kind of stays out of the political discussion.
Yeah, and she hates the fact that I talk about it. It's nothing that she enjoys engaging herself in.
Sure, that makes sense. How about your dad?
My dad, I don't live with him, but he's a really religious, strong Catholic, so I'm imagining that he's a pretty hardcore conservative,
mm-hmm.
Socially.
So you were brought up Catholic?
No, I was brought up Methodist, but I'm agnostic.
So you've kind of turned away from a religious thought right now?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I was questioned everything when I was little, and when I wasn't getting the answers, it was very much then, if you don't have answers for me, why would I believe something that I'm not getting answers to?
Sure, I understand. Mike, thanks for calling tonight, okay?
Okay.
All right, and stay in touch. You don't have to just only call in when we're doing a night of young people. Stay in touch, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, bye.
Matthew is calling from Hillsboro, California. Matthew, welcome to the program. Who do I have? Is this Robert? No, wait. All right, I don't have anybody. I've got to take a break. Okay.
Wait.
Whoever I've got, stay right where you are. We'll come back. Quick break here. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
darkness bring the birth of freedom.
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
John Madden here to tell you about over $200 in mail-in rebate savings at the Ace one-day sale. Get great gifts from Skill, like
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like
her. In order for you to believe that this is what America wants, here's what you have to believe. You have to believe that America voted for one-party government. America voted for no checks and balances. They voted against their own personal privacy. So they voted against job creation. We voted against renewable fuels and ending our dependence on Saudi Arabia. And we voted for more war.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
Man, I can't believe you got tickets.
Yeah, Josh, you the man.
Guys, we gotta keep moving if we're gonna get there early.
Hustling up.
Wait. ATM machine, I'm a little light on cash.
Yo, wait up, Greg, man. I think I might have some for you.
Whoa, $50. Pretty generous.
Hey.
You sure you're Jewish?
Come on, Josh, don't get all sensitive on me, man.
It's a joke. Will you tell him, Rob?
What do you want me to tell him? That I didn't think it was funny either?
Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
I have these nightmares. This taco, not just an ordinary taco, but this big, evil taco is haunting me.
Guacamole.
You see, I was exposed to credit cards in college, and I wasn't the most responsible person back then.
Go!
I mean, I heard the words credit card and thought, hey, free money! Plane ticket to spring break? Credit card. New skis? Credit card. 135 taco dinners? Bam! Credit card. But hey, it's not too late to do something about your credit. Get Score Power from Equifax.com. Score Power gives you your credit report, credit score, and it puts you on the road toward the credit you deserve for just $14.95. So, check out Equifax.com today and get that taco you ate 7 years ago out of your life.
Get Score Power at Equifax.com or 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Adios, taco.
Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
My name is Kathy, and I met my husband Michael at eHarmony.com.
My name is Gina, and I met my husband Tom through eHarmony.com.
My name's Jennifer, and I met my husband Jack on eHarmony.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. These are just a few of the hundreds of eHarmony marriages. Dating services give you a picture in a paragraph. We go a lot deeper. We start with a personality profile that features 29 dimensions of compatibility, crucial to a long-term relationship. And if you go to eHarmony.com right now, we'll give you this $40 profile free. And then we'll find you a soulmate based on compatibility in the most important areas of life. Visit eHarmony.com today. Get your free personality profile.
My name is Becky, and I met my husband, Tom, on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy guys out there tonight, thanks to eHarmony.com.
Planet Check. It's the 2004 Brower Youth Awards for Environmental Leadership. Meet winner Shadia Wood, who became an activist when she was just a little tyke with Kids Against Pollution.
I joined when I was 7, and you know, I just did little projects here or there, but as I grew older, like around 11, I became more involved in the work. It just consumed me.
Shadia, now 17, lobbied for New York's bankrupt Superfund program.
For a toxic waste site to sit there for 8 years is just disgusting. disgusting.
Pesticides and solvents seep into the water.
That's the water that you are drinking.
Shadia's actions paid off.
Well, George Pataki passed the Superfund bill after 8 long years of being hackled by many environmental groups.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Musical headliners, the Party Machine, and progressive views.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike
Chuck
Malloy.
D and Liz
He's
Winstead
commonsensical.
Weekdays from 8 to 11
26
on
before
the
hour. We are talking with young people tonight, at least for this first hour. We'll see how it goes. Now, Matthew, who is calling in from Hillsborough, California. Matthew, welcome to the program.
Well, hello, Mike. First of all, I want to thank you for taking my call tonight. I've been a long-time listener, and I'm a first-time caller tonight. So thanks for allowing time for young people to call in.
Sure. How old are you, Matthew?
I'm 14. I actually accidentally told the caller. I turned 13 not too long ago, so I'm still adjusting to being 14.
I hear that. It's a weird adjustment too. Trust me.
Yeah, I know. It's new, so I'm just getting used to it.
Yeah. That's good.
But anyway, I wanted to talk about the mock election that happened in my school. And I wanted to talk about the Bush supporters and the undecided people who were in my school. And
okay,
the mock election was won by Kerry in a landslide. It was believed it was something 300 versus 100 something electoral votes.
Right.
However, what I found was that the Bush supporters were much more vocal. They were constantly going around screaming Bush Cheney at the top of their lungs, making though it was impossible for anyone else to not know that they were supporting a Republican candidate. And then the undecideds were the ones who were always saying, well, you know, Bush is a moron, but Kerry's a flip-flopper. And also, Kerry's been dishonest about his service in Vietnam. I heard a lot about that. I don't know what you think of that.
Well, did you ask people who said Kerry's been dishonest about his service in Vietnam? Did you ask those people where was he dishonest, and what's your source?
I did, and I always said that there was nothing for them to back them up, but they always would just like they sort of blurt me out and they walk away.
Well, you know where it comes from.
Yeah, the parents, exactly, the parents.
Or those ads put out by the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. Remember those ads?
Yeah, they died down a while ago, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. But they had a profound influence on people. You know, television, whether we like it or not, Matthew, television. I think the thing I read was that 80% of Americans get 70% of their news from television. And when you consider what television consists of right now, television news, it's horrifying, because a lot of people think that programs like Scarborough Country or these talking head shows, Crossfire or whatever, they think those are news programs, and they're not. You know, because they have people sitting behind a desk, for God's sake, and they think that makes it news. Well, let me ask you this: what is mostly on your mind where it concerns what's going on in the country right now, Matthew?
I'm a big economic person. I'm definitely thinking about the future when it comes to jobs. You know, I'm gonna have to get a job. I also think a lot about Iraq, but jobs too, because someday I'm gonna have to get a job, just like everybody else does who doesn't want to live off some wealthy parent like George Bush did for the most of his life. But I'm gonna have to get a job eventually. And if this deficit continues, where I'm gonna have to continue paying off the fact that George Bush is a big spender, like someone with a blank check going out on shopping day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to live with the fact that they.
Uh-oh, Matthew. Don't leave me, Matthew. Are you still there? What is that sound, Kathy? Is that when a cell phone goes crazy? I guess it is. All right, Matthew. Thanks. Your phone just went bonkers on us. But we appreciate you checking in, okay? Tom is calling from Maryland. Tom, welcome to the program. How old are you, Tom?
I'm 17, Mike.
17? Welcome aboard. What you got on your mind?
Well, my school has a large population of evangelical Christians and Republicans to boot. We held a mock election. It was 60% Bush.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, when you say a lot of kids in your school are evangelical Christians, how do you know that?
They're very outspoken. Very.
And did they ask you?
During the run-up to the election, they were out in force with their, you know, the Bush-Cheney, and they basically made it clear that they were supporting him for his so-called moral beliefs on gay marriage, about abortion, and, you know, gave us flyers with, handed out flyers with Bible verses on them.
Did anybody point out to these kids that the evangelicals that waging a preemptive war for the first time in our history is not really an act of morality?
You know, I wish we had.
Let me ask you something. Most of the conversation so far has been about you know, the election and that terrible situation. What's the attitude out there now among kids? You're 17, so I can ask you this. What's the attitude among kids about sex and drugs, AIDS? Tell me what the prevailing attitude is. That, you know, among people you come in contact with.
Well, most of my friends that I'm with, subject of drugs, responsible use. We really don't like prohibition. We don't think that helps at all.
Now, when you say responsible use...
Responsible use as, say, everything in moderation. And being able to stop yourself. And if you're not the kind of person that, you know... can, you know, stop use before it becomes a problem, then you probably shouldn't be doing it anyway.
All right. Well, let's take this a little bit deeper. When you say responsible drug use, what are we talking about here? Marijuana, ecstasy?
Yeah, marijuana.
And what about alcohol? Cigarettes?
Alcohol. Alcohol. You know, I have nothing to say about alcohol.
Because alcohol and cigarettes, let's be real here for a second. Alcohol and cigarettes are the two biggest killers of people in this country. I don't care if you're 17 or 57. Alcohol and tobacco are the two major health threats, and they're killers. On the other hand, somebody gets stoned and gets behind the wheel of a car, and you're just asking for death. Do your friends, when you do smoke a joint or whatever, do you stay out of cars? Do you stay away from it?
Yes, we definitely stay out of cars. That's one of the things. You know, if someone says, "I get high with you, man," we will tell them, "Do not drive."
Do you all understand the difference between? I don't know how to put this, between organic drugs like marijuana or hashish and pharmaceuticals that I think everybody should avoid. Like, you know, a lot of people, I understand now, a lot of young people take Ritalin.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And they do it, you know, to get high. And then you have this horrible stuff like ice and meth and speed.
All that use among young people comes from pressures around them. A lot of people who I know who have done that, they do it to stay up, study. They do it to pass their test the next day. So, you know, they can get all, absorb all this knowledge they have to. It's the pressure around them from school, from parents, to, you know, do good or else, you know, you're not getting anywhere in life, you know. When that's really not the case. I mean, you do good, but you don't have to be a perfectionist.
What about, very quickly, what about the attitudes among your peer group, your friends and that, about sex?
Sex.
I'm not asking if anybody's doing it. I'm just saying your attitude. Do people understand what it means when you're approached with the idea of abstinence? Do people understand what it means to use a condom? Do people understand about birth control and sexually transmitted diseases? My generation, we just ignored it. We just said, you know, to hell with it, we don't care. Of course, we didn't have to deal with AIDS. The thing we had to deal with when I was a teenager was people getting pregnant.
There is a large population of people in our school that are very ignorant of pregnancy, of AIDS, of STDs. You know, the mandatory health class we get, you know, our freshman year high school, most people don't even pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very prevalent, parties, everything. And, you know, I knew a couple people have gotten pregnant, and they've contracted gonorrhea, syphilis. And it's really sad, and, you know, they kind of wise up after that, but the overall kind of mood is kind of ignorance.
So kids, boy, do I sound stupid, but kids today then, they're still teenage pregnancy, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what are the kids that get pregnant, do they get abortions?
Yeah. Around here, they don't.
No?
Nope.
All right. Well, listen, thanks, Tom, a lot for checking in. I forgot to ask you, you say you have a lot of evangelical Christians in your school. Do you go to a private school, or is this
no.
a public high school?
No. Public high school.
Public high school. It just so happens that way, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Tom, thanks for checking in. I hope to hear from you again, okay?
I will.
All right,
check
sir. Take care. Robbie is calling from Marin County, California. Robbie, welcome to the program. How old are you, Robbie?
I'm 14.
14? Well, welcome aboard. What you got on your mind? Just kidding. That's, you know, I put the comma in the wrong place. What do you got on your mind? I mean, what do you got on your mind, Robbie?
I've been reading about the last few days a lot of media stuff. They've been kind of ignoring the whole post-election thing that's going on.
The charges of fraud and the attempts
yeah.
to right. You're right.
Completely. I can't really watch the news.
Let me ask you something, Robbie. Why do you think mainstream media is ignoring this incredible story? Why?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they don't think it gets ratings. I don't know. There could be lots of reasons. I think one of the main ones is that there is I think the corporate parents are telling them not to cover it.
That's a good point. Robbie, can I get you to hold a second? I got to take a break here.
Okay.
All right? Just hold on while we do these commercials. Take this quick break. We'll be right back. If you'd like to join in and you're between the ages of 13 and 17, call us 866-303-2270. We had schedule this for the first hour, but if you're on hold and we go over the hour, we'll take your call. I promise. Okay? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Now your mama sits and worries that her baby's running wild. And now her baby's got a baby of her own. Our little girl.
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
It's winter, and that challenges my immune system. Hey, this is Larry King, and to stay healthy, I depend on the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So give your immune system the kind of help I give mine. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Walgreens, GNC, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
Okay, people, what do we have?
Doesn't look good. Patient is male, 28 years old, trying to get a loan for a new car.
They're checking his credit now.
What's the status?
Looks like he's got some credit problems.
Late payments?
Yes, doctor.
Too many credit cards.
Affirmative.
I've got 6 credit cards and rising. Make that 7.
I've seen this before. What's his credit score?
No response.
What?
He doesn't know, doctor.
Well, he went for a loan without knowing his credit score?
We're losing the loan.
Why didn't he use Score Power from Equifax?
Clear.
How many people do we have to lose?
How's your financial health? Find out with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score. All for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Doctor, come quick. There's a woman trying to buy a house without her credit score.
It's an epidemic. Run away.
Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
As promised, one boyfriend for Christmas. Santa.
He's a gift.
Are you some sort of serial killer?
The red bow on my chest?
She won't return.
I'd like to meet my boyfriend.
Where's he from? What's he do for a living?
One question at a time.
This guy's a liar.
Who's my Christmas present?
You've been dating her Christmas present?
A boyfriend for Christmas. A Tylenol exclusive. Event with limited interruptions. Premieres tomorrow night at 9, 8 central on the Hallmark Channel. Call 1-866-4-HALLMARK to request Hallmark Channel now.
Do you dread spending another winter in your old, dreary kitchen? Then bring it to dazzling life again with cabinet refacing from Sear.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Republicans should be ashamed of themselves for aligning themselves with religious fanatics who are defining the culture of this country. You know, in the face of, you know, science, truth, and reality, we've got to go back to the Middle Ages, you know, ideologically because of these people. And Republicans who are smart people, some of them, fiscal conservatives, have to align themselves with these people in order to maintain power in this country. And they don't think there's going to be a price to pay? Screw them.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8
on Mazin's Progressive Talk.
The Mike
92.1.
I'm here with Ed Finney from VIP Financial talking about an impressive 1% home mortgage. Yeah, tell me, this is no joke.
No joke, Bob. VIP Financial is here to save everyone a ton of money refinancing or purchasing a home or investment property. If you are experiencing payment shock every month, give me a call. I can put cash back in your pocket by refinancing your home with a start rate as low as 1%. Put that extra cash to work for you. Retirement fund, college fund, or just get out and live a little.
Give Ed at VIP Financial a call today at 277-5510 and start saving with a mortgage rate of 1%.
Help the Ronald McDonald House light the house for families and kids.
They give me a place to live. When I was in the hospital with Ruthie, I would often stay at the Ronald McDonald House overnight. I thank them for that.
Ronald McDonald House Charities of Madison offers a home away from home for families with kids receiving specialized medical treatment. Some families stay for a few nights, others for months at a time. The Ronald McDonald House keeps its lights on with donations from people like you. You can help by supporting the Light the House campaign. For every donation, a light comes to life on the display atop the Princeton Club West. So stop into your local McDonald's restaurant, M&I Bank, Princeton Club, Star Cinema, or the Ronald McDonald House, and make a donation to light the house.
There's many very fun things to do around there. I could always have a good time there. I just think they're very good people.
Special thanks to McDonald's owner-operators of South Central Wisconsin for sponsoring Light the House. To make an online donation or to learn more, visit lightthehousemadison.org.
In light of some lives with hope and love.
This is Police Officer Denise Armstrong from Madison Area Crime Stoppers. There have been several robberies around the area recently, and police are hoping someone will come forward with information. The Monona Police Department is investigating a robbery of the cash store on West Broadway Street. On August 27th, just after 10 p.m., a masked subject armed with a small, silver semi-automatic handgun robbed the two female employees and then fled on foot toward Lake Point Drive. The suspect is described as a black male, 6'3", wearing a light blue hooded sweatshirt and dark blue jeans. The Madison police are also investigating a robbery to the Citgo on Flom Road on September 24th, just after 10 p.m. The suspect in this case was also masked. He was wearing a blue full-length jumpsuit, a royal blue knit cap with the logo A on the front, and royal blue knit gloves with rubber grips. If you have any information about these crimes, or any crime, please call Crime Stoppers at 266-6014. Callers can remain anonymous and may be eligible for a cash reward of up to $1,000.
A new level of relevance, stirring
making
the senses,
the pie higher,
stirring
it's
sensibilities.
More of Mike Malloy.
The Mike 92.1.
Welcome back. Hope we did
Madison's Progressive
there.
Talk.
The volume's a little high. It's about 9 minutes before the hour. Back to Robbie, who's called in from Marin County, California. The failure of media to report what could be the just another calamitous story where it concerns the death of democracy in this country. Well, why, Robbie, do you think they're not covering it? And I believe you said maybe their corporate owners don't want them to report it. Why not, do you suppose?
Well, I don't know if it's just a maybe. I've actually heard that is what's happening, and then there are honest journalists out there that are pulling their hair out over this.
Oh no, I've heard the same thing. I've heard the same thing that there has been, if not a direct order, certainly an attitude from let's say corporate headquarters to leave the story alone. And I just wonder what you think is the reason. Would Kerry have been that bad of a president for corporate America?
I don't know about that. It's just if they're able to ignore it. The thing about last time in 2000 is they weren't able to ignore it. And when, to use a more recent example, when the Sinclair thing happened,
mm-hmm.
we were able to make enough noise. I'm talking about, I don't know, what you call the anti-Bush voice.
Sure.
I don't know. The blue staters. We made enough noise that became a story.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this time, if we don't make enough noise, they're just refuse to cover it.
How did you come to your political point of view, Robbie? I would assume that you're progressive. I'm not going to pigeonhole you with Democrat or Republic, but you Republican. But you sound like someone who believes in progressive ideas. How did you come to your political point of view? Who's been the influence on you?
I don't know. A lot of people. My parents are progressives,
mm-hmm.
So I definitely say they have something to do with it. But I don't know. I think any critical thinker who actually, you know, reads and isn't afraid of knowledge or doesn't want to be ignorant, I think
right.
anyone like that is going to become a progressive.
No.
Because if you're paying attention, I don't know if you're not. If you're paying attention, I think you have to be.
Yeah, that's true. Let me ask you something that might require some criticism on your part about this program. A lot of times, I refer to the Bush administration as the Bush crime family. I talk about fascism got a very strong toehold in this country now. I talk about neo-fascists, so on and so forth. Do you think that I push it a little over the top, or do you think that fascism is a potential reality in this country?
Well, as soon as you have voter suppression, that's the way you're heading. I mean, there are plenty of other examples of it. There's plenty of anti-free speech stuff going on, but I think the most obvious example at this point is voter fraud and voter suppression.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if we're going to be a banana republic, that's what it is. It's fascism. And no, I love you calling them the Bush crime family. That's the signature of the show.
Yeah, it pretty much is, isn't it?
Yeah, the Bush crime family. Yeah.
What is one of the major concerns that you have, Robbie? Now, you told me you're 14, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is one of your major concerns? Not the major concern. I'm sure you, like most of us, you probably have several. But what's one of the major things you think about that might cause you some anxiety or you know really get your attention?
Well, the thing that probably will most directly affect me. I think the media thing affects me a lot because I can't watch news. I can only watch The Daily Show to get my news. Like, that's the thing that affects me on a daily basis. But I think what will actually probably be the most important thing is Iraq, because I'm going to be 18 someday.
Mm-hmm.
And so there could be a draft. I mean, they're already talking about skill-based draft or something I've heard about that they're already trying to push forward, where they find people that
right.
take skills and they draft them. So it sounds like it's pretty close to reality. I remember the day after the election, I told all my male friends that they should start thinking about that,
mm-hmm.
If they can get CO status or something.
Are you totally against serving in the military, or only under the circumstances that Bush has put the military into?
I don't really know what.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
I don't really know what the other. I don't. I can't even think in terms of if there was a justified war going on, because I don't think we've had.
Yeah.
Something that you could even make an argument for as a justified war
in quite a while. That makes sense. Robbie, I have to leave it there because we got a break here and into the top of the hour. Hey, thanks for checking in, pal, and call in sometime just on a regular basis, okay?
Okay.
All right, Robbie, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time. All right, young folks, as long as you keep calling, we'll keep taking your calls. We're going to break here for top of the hour stuff. We'll be back. Stay with us. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. And if you're on hold, waiting to get on the program, don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
These days, it seems everybody's paying to watch TV on a satellite or a cable or some such foolishness. Time was, TV was free. Cable was something you got from Western Union, and satellites, well, they were for the damn Ruskies. You'd no more pay to watch TV than you'd sit and watch commercials in a movie house. The shows were beamed right into your house. Just fiddled with the rabbit ears, or attach some tin foil to them, or worst case scenario, stand there with your hand on them. Was that uncomfortable after a couple hours? It was free, damn it. All we had to do was watch somebody dressed up like a pack of Lucky Strikes dance for a spell every so often. And the Lucky Strikes folks paid for it all. Nowadays, we pay for TV, and we have to take the tobacco companies to court to get money out of them. Some progress.
Get to your local AutoZone store today and help AutoZone say thanks this holiday season to those serving in America's armed forces.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Look at what mobilized people to vote for our president. In Arkansas, you know, the gay marriage ban, 75% of the people passed it. 77% in Georgia, 75% in Kentucky. He mobilized these people. He got the, if you weren't scared enough of terrorists, maybe your fear of homosexuals would drive you towards Bush.
Morning Sedition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
Kid A can hit a 15-foot jump shot. Kid B can calculate the launch angle at which a projectile with a mass of 1.31 pounds and accelerating at a horizontal velocity of 11.3 miles per hour must be released in order to strike a target 15 feet away. Kid A is going to college. Kid B needs your help to go too. So support the United Negro College Fund and call 1-800-332-UNCF because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. This message brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Josh Plessig. I'm from Madison, Wisconsin, and I am on the mic.
The Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Rory Sushay. Frenzied swarms of shoppers slam into the holiday season sales, and though Black Friday winds to a close, economists expect the bargain hunting to press into the weekend. Well, this holiday shopper in Alpharetta, Georgia, making more money this year, meaning more prezzies for loved ones.
I'm able to look at more what people want rather than what's cheapest.
And the number of people shopping online is higher than ever. However, that doesn't mean that retailers are losing out.
One of the things that's happening is, according to research group Gartner, about 2 out of 5 people are actually just using the internet to research their purchases. They're actually going in and buying them in person.
That's CNN Radio's Jennifer Westhoven reporting. Vacationing at his Texas ranch, President Bush calls for fair treatment from the World Trade Organization.
We expect the WTO as well to treat our trading partners as they treat us. And that's why, for example, I filed a complaint on the Airbus situation. We believe that the subsidies for Airbus are unfair for a U.S. company such as Boeing.
Well, the WTO has penalties on U.S. exports that trade officials estimate at more than $150 million. This dispute is based upon a law that protects the U.S. steel industry. President Bush insists the January elections in Iraq go on as planned, although 15 Iraqi political parties are calling for a delay.
Today, more than a dozen Iraqi political leaders have been calling for a 6-month delay for their presidential elections. Their elections scheduled for January, where the Bush administration sees a possible postponement as a big misstep, a big mistake, and they think that this would be a win for the Iraqi insurgents.
That's CNN Radio, Suzanne Malveau reporting. More bad news for Vice President Dick Cheney's former company Halliburton. Government auditors are unable to find property in Iraq and Kuwait that a Halliburton subsidiary has already been paid to manage. This is CNN Radio News.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts. For a free sample of the Tempur-Sleep material, call Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-719-0111. That's 1-800-719-0111.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO. 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Jailed Palestinian uprising leader Marwan Barghouti says no to running for the Palestinian presidency. Instead, he casts his behind-bars support to Mahmoud Abbas of the ruling Fatah Party. The State Department is warning Americans to avoid the Middle East. Washington officials say the death of Yasser Arafat and the upcoming elections could make it unsafe.
Police believe someone driving a red Ford Escort in Kansas City randomly shot into a pair of cars driving the same road. Two women wound up dead. Looks like the suspect's car has been found, though he has not. Well, just as crews managed to open up part of I-70 near Glenwood Springs, Colorado, this following a severe rock slide, northeastern parts of the state are about to be blanketed.
This thing is expected to start bringing us some snow here in northeastern Colorado. Probably tomorrow night through Sunday night into Monday.
That's Bob Koopmeiners of the National Weather Service in Boulder, Colorado. This is news from CNN Radio. Health officials are warning the world that about the next pandemic that might be about to take place. Our Indra Sybil reports.
Bird flu may be the cause. As many as 7 million people could die and billions, yes, billions of others may be affected. That according to the World Health Organization. Health experts are concerned that the bird flu could mix with a human flu virus and that could form a new strain which no one has immunity against. Hundreds of millions of birds have died. Dozens of people this year have been affected in Thailand and Vietnam. Indra Sybil, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
And two U.S. firms are currently working on a vaccine for the avian flu. A new study at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland finds that grandmothers responsible for raising grandkids are likely to suffer more stress and depression than grandmothers without those responsibilities. However, many of those stressed say simply being involved with the young ones makes it all worthwhile. I'm Rory Suchet. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Don't mourn, organize. Maybe there does have to be a different way of going about organizing people. I know some people here in New York. They go door to door. You don't just see them when there's an election. Maybe the Democrats are going to have to start looking at their constituents as something other than people that are going to come out when you tell them to.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
Daddy, I think Bullet wants to go outside.
Then take him, son. Sure, he's a Great Dane, meaner, and 100 pounds heavier than you. But you're a Peterson, and at four, you're a man. So take Bullet's chain and wrap it around your wrist twice, and just keep him away from that cat.
Come on, boy.
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seatbelts? For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
The best Truth of Seekers. Mike Malloy. Here's your voice. It's
Radio.
Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
The Malloy program, the one you are listening to now, it's a recorded program since I'm off for a few days and will return November 29th, ready once again to do battle against the flying monkey right. So enjoy, but don't call in until November 29th, okay? Okay.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. We're talking to young people tonight between the ages of 13 and 17. So if you fit into that age group, give us a call. No particular topic. Whatever you've got on your mind, although I might have some questions for you. We're curious to find out what young people are thinking about. So far, there's a lot of focus from the callers on the election just passed, the fraudulent nature of that election, and Iraq, the draft. It's interesting, at least it is to me. Jonathan is next. He's calling from Oregon. Jonathan, welcome to the program. How old are you, Jonathan?
I'm 13.
13. Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
All right. What's the first thing you want to talk about, Jonathan?
Well, my cousin, William Ramirez, died in Baghdad in February.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How old was your cousin at the time of his death?
He was 19.
19.
He was originally sent into Afghanistan, and he didn't. And a year later, he was sent into Iraq.
How did you find out that your cousin had been killed in the war?
Well, last school term, I came home from school and my mother just kind of said in a sad voice that my cousin had died. And my uncle and aunt were in terrible grief.
Mm-hmm. What branch of the military was your cousin in, Jonathan? Like Army, Marines, what?
He was in the Army.
He was in the Army? Do you know why he went into the Army?
Yeah, I think he mainly joined up to get out of the house. He wanted to... His big dream was to become an architect, and the Army just kind of... He wasn't... High school wasn't really working out for him, and so the Army picked him up and promised mm-hmm. him the world and sent him off to Afghanistan.
Promised him the world, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Does your cousin have any brothers or sisters? You know, your aunt and uncle have any...
Yeah. He's got an older sister and 3 younger siblings.
So he comes from a big family.
Yeah.
That must have been real difficult.
Yeah, it was very difficult the first few days.
Was that your first experience with a family member dying?
Well, the first direct experience, yes. It was. It's hard to take that kind of grief.
Did your cousin's death affect you in a way other than, you know, the immediate and long-lasting, I'm sure, sadness and grief and sense of loss? Did it make you think about why we have soldiers and Marines in these two countries or anything like that? Or was it just the sadness of losing your cousin?
Well, it kind of made me wonder why we're in these countries in the first place. I mean, what purpose was there of going into Iraq? He signed up to go to Afghanistan, and then we invaded Iraq, so I was just kind of wondering why we were in Iraq in the first place.
Have you come to any conclusions?
Well, oil.
Uh-huh. Oil.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see happening, Jonathan, you're 13, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you see happening for you in the next few years, say, up until the time you're like 16 or 17?
Well, I don't really know. Kind of a foggy blur, but I can see that some country out there is going to get mad enough to have some sort of frontal assault on America.
You really believe that? You think there's going to be like another 9/11?
Well, maybe not quite as drastic, but I'm pretty sure somebody out there has got to be mad enough at this country to take offense.
Well, in your opinion, why do you think another country would be that angry with us that they would attack us here or attack our embassy or something? What is it that you think would provoke that from another country?
Well, I think one of the main provoking thoughts would be that Iraq didn't do anything to us, that we just invaded their country, so I don't think that would really put anything in their way for invading ours. Just kind of out of anger at Bush and the administration.
When did you come to the conclusion, Jonathan, that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, they weren't a threat to us, and that the invasion of Iraq was, you know, illegal or unjustifiable? When did you come to that conclusion?
Well, shortly after it was invaded, it was clear they had no weapons. We just searched. We searched everywhere, and there were no weapons of mass destruction to begin with. There were 80 other countries more capable of producing weapons of mass destruction, and we had to go invade Iraq.
Yeah, yeah, we did, didn't we? Are you concerned about what sort of future you'll have, like when you're 33 or 43, or do you not think that far ahead?
Well, I try to, but it's hard to imagine.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I wonder if we'll ever get out of this debt we're in right now.
Debt.
I'll probably still be paying it off when I'm 30.
Okay, so you think about that too. You know, it's interesting to me that a lot of the kids that have called in tonight have mentioned that. Have you heard that discussion from your parents or from adults or from reading or what?
Well, basically, I can see that this war can't come without many expenses, and
Right.
Pretty much run dry on money.
God, I think about the things I was thinking about when I was 13, and it was nothing like this. I don't know. What did I think of? When I was 13, we used to have duck and cover drills. We were told that the Soviet Union was going to attack us with atom bombs, and we were told in school to get under our desks, and we could survive a nuclear attack. How about that? But I never thought about debt or anything like that. Are you generally optimistic, Jonathan, about the way things hopefully will turn out, or are you pessimistic?
Well, sort of both. I try to be optimistic as much as possible, but right now it's very hard to be.
Yikes.
Especially after John Kerry conceded so quickly.
How do your parents feel about... are you pretty much in agreement with your parents right now, or are you in disagreement with them about some of the stuff?
No, they're very upset about it as well.
Uh-huh.
We go out on peace marches and things now.
You do?
Yeah.
So you're definitely anti-war type person.
Yes. I don't see how anybody who's been in a war or knows a relative that's been in a war can't see that there has to be some better way to solve this.
Yeah. Jonathan, thank you for checking in. I really appreciate your call. And, call in sometime when it's not like kids' night, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Take care, Jonathan. Man, this is, I don't know about you, the rest of you old people out there, like me, but these kids are, like I was telling Jonathan, I'm trying to remember what I thought about when I was 13. I was afraid the Russians were going to sneak into my neighborhood and kill me, but they were going to do it with a nuclear weapon because we were constantly bombarded with that. This generation, of course, the people that call this program are self-selecting to call in here, but wow. So far, these kids have really, what's the word I'm looking for, Kathy? It made me feel better that they're informed, although most of what they're talking about are stuff that's worrisome. But by God, these kids are informed, aren't they? Wow. All right, more of your phone calls in just a minute. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll keep doing this as long as we have kids calling in. And as long as this keeps going, we would ask the adults to just kind of hang back tonight and let these young people speak. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Good game, Mike.
Thanks. Hey, by the way, how was the doctor the other day?
Good, but my cholesterol's 200. It's a little high.
Yeah, I'm around 760.
760? You're kidding me.
Pretty impressive, huh?
No, not impressive. Not impressive at all. What are you on, some sort of butter diet?
Yeah, you know, I figured at 760, getting a loan on the new car should be no problem.
Loan? What are you talking about, man? You're not going to live long enough to pay back a loan.
There's physical health, and then there's financial health. With Score Power from Equifax, you'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score, all for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit, and a score of 760 is pretty healthy. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Yeah, I figure I can get up to around 790 by the end of the year, you know, if I'm lucky.
Look, a little advice.
Yeah?
Eat a vegetable, a smoothie, something, man.
Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that's simple.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
I don't believe that we voted against humility and voted for arrogance. I don't believe that we were offered wisdom and voted for stupidity. I don't believe we were offered good and we chose evil. I don't think we were offered hope and we chose fear. America's not stupid. People don't understand what happened to their vote.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
Hi, I'm Cela Ward. Any working parent knows how hard it is to find good child care. 29 million boys and girls in this country are in serious need of a safe and affordable place to go while their parents work. You can help. Support the efforts of Colonel's Kids and your local YMCA child care. Call 888-333-YMCA. 888-333-YMCA.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Attention Vioxx users. The following is an important message from the law firm of Davis, Saperstein, and Solomon. Merck has finally taken Vioxx off the market as a result of an explosive study. Research indicates that long-term use of Vioxx carries an increased risk of heart attack, stroke, blood clots, and kidney damage. If you have taken Vioxx for a year or more, you are at increased risk of these side effects. You need a law firm with years of experience in pharmaceutical litigation protecting your legal rights now. So, if you took Vioxx for a year longer and have suffered a heart attack, a stroke, blood clots, or kidney damage, call the law firm of Davis, Saperstein & Solomon at 1-800-LAW-2000 and find out about your legal rights. The call is free. The advice is free. Davis, Saperstein & Solomon maintains offices in New York and at 375 Cedar Lane in Teaneck, New Jersey. So call 1-800-LAW-2000 today or find us on the web at VioxxLegalRights.com. We also welcome attorney referrals, so call 1-800-LAW-2000.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Holding politicians' feet to the fire through the next 4 years. Your daily progressive resource, Madison's Progressive Talk.
It's more
the
of Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. About 23 past the hour. We're talking young people tonight. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. Sam is calling from New York City. Sam's been holding on forever. Sam, how old are you?
I'm 15.
15. Welcome to the program, Sam.
Thanks. I was just going to talk about how the Democrat Party is really just screwed up. And, I mean, we have to hold them accountable. I mean, like, we should really just get in contact with our representatives and our senators. Like, I really feel like we just elect these people, but they go off and do whatever they want, and they're not doing a good job.
Is that true, do you think, with, let's say you're in New York, is that true with Schumer and Clinton?
Well,
your two senators?
Yeah, Schumer, like, and Clinton both seem to not be fighting against Bush enough. I mean, they both voted for Iraq, and
you sound like you're more of a Howard Dean Democrat.
Yeah.
Or Dennis Kucinich, maybe.
Yeah, I guess you could say that, but.
Well, the impression I get then is you believe that the Democratic Party should return to its liberal, progressive roots, and if you're going to be a Democrat, be a Democrat.
Exactly, because, you know, the way the Republic, like, we have to offer, like, a real difference. I mean, I think that the Democrat Party is moving more to the right, and it doesn't seem to be a winning strategy.
Boy, is that the truth. In 2000, 2002, and 2004, I think you're hitting it right on. If people want a Republican, they don't want a Republican light, so they'll vote for the Republican. What's the political attitude in your family, Sam?
We're all liberals in my family.
Most kids, they reach a point where they got to rebel. And, you know, like if their parents are conservative, I'm talking just politics here. If parents are conservative, they try liberalism. If the parents are liberal, they try conservatism. If the parents are orthodox, they try reformed. If they're Catholic, they become Protestants. Do you see yourself entering into that kind of rebellion at any point coming up here? Because you're getting right around that age, Sam.
Well, you know, I guess you could say I'm a little bit more liberal than they are, but
so that's how you're rebelling, getting more to the left.
Yeah.
What do you think about the return of the draft? Does that bother you?
It bothers me, but not as much as other issues, actually. I mean, that is a very disturbing thing, but there are things that are bothering me more.
Like, give me an example.
Well, a lot of people have mentioned the national deficit, but no one has mentioned the environment. I mean, this president is just taking away all regulations that protect us, and this is like the debt. My generation might end up suffering the most from these bad decisions, and, I mean, with Supreme Court nominees, they could end up dismantling all regulations on corporations that would just spew out all this toxic smoke wherever they want.
Mm-hmm. That is probably one of the most serious issues and that we face as a species. I'm talking about the human species, and yet you're absolutely right. Very little attention is paid to that, not just in this country but globally. And if we have some sort of ecological or environmental meltdown, it's not just going to happen there or here. It's going to happen all over. To what degree does that concern you? It sounds like you're real concerned about it, Sam.
Well, I mean, I'm very concerned about it. I mean, I just don't see anyone offering real strong opposition. I mean,
what would you suggest if you could, if somebody asked you, all right, what do we do? What would you suggest?
Well, I think that the Democrats really have to start telling the American people, and we just have to, I mean, start more grassroots effort. I mean, we've been able to do a pretty good job of having a grassroots opposition to the Iraq War. I think that we could do that with the environment, but I mean, definitely the media is just not doing anything about this.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the American public would listen to a message that said, if we don't become a pro-environment, we're going to lose everything? Do you think the public would listen to that?
I don't know. I just think that we have to somehow get it out there. I mean,
have to make the effort.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Sam, thanks a lot. I hope you call in sometime when it's not just young people's night, okay?
All right, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, take care. Anthony is calling from Miami, Florida. Anthony, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, thanks for having all of us kids on today.
Yeah, how old are you, Sam? Anthony, I'm sorry, Anthony, how old are you?
I'm 17.
All right, hold on, I got to take a break, and then I'll come back and we'll chat, okay?
All right, then, thanks.
All right. Stay with us. If you're on hold, stick around. We're going to take your call. We're doing Young People's Night, or Kids Night, whatever you want to call it, here on Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
And I am the root of all evil. Lord,
and I can't drive on the left side of the road. Cause it's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life. It's a hard life wherever you go. And if we poison our children with hate, then the hard life is all we build up. And there ain't no place in this world for these kids to go. High life forever.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's winter, and that challenges my immune system. Hey, this is Larry King, and to stay healthy, I depend on the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So give your immune system the kind of help I give mine. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
And now, look for Ester E, where fine vitamins are sold.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number...
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
A national voting system. It is now, I believe, no longer valid to leave this only up to the states. There are just too many different machines, too many different means that machines can be sabotaged, that people's votes can end up not counting. There has got to be some federal standards.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
This is Martin Sheen. Making decisions is a big part of all of our lives, but no decisions are more important than the ones we make about our children's health. That's why you should know about Shriners Hospitals for Children. For almost 80 years, they've provided expert medical care to kids with orthopedic problems or with severe burns, totally free of charge. And there's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child who they could help, call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, building a better tomorrow for kids.
If you want a flight with no stops, I suggest One Stop. Priceline.com, the one-stop site for all your airfare needs. Now you can choose your exact flights from our long list of low, low fares. Select round trip, one-ways, non-stops, whatever. Shop and compare prices, times, airlines from our easy-to-read list, or you can still name your own price and save even more. No one else gives you that choice. Priceline, the best choice in travel.
Don't miss this opportunity.
Hot stock alert.
Fly first class, free.
Get paid
what you're worth.
Improve your love life today.
You've already been approved.
Your mailbox is over its size limit. Your computer will now shut down.
Spam, computer viruses. Every day, businesses like yours are under attack. And there's only one thing that is guaranteed to stop it. The Barracuda Spam Firewall from Barracuda Networks. It's not a program. It's a device that installs in 5 minutes or less and stops the spam. And every virus, guaranteed. Barracuda Networks is so sure of their amazing device that they'll let you try it for free. Just call 888-ANTI-SPAM or go to BarracudaNetworks.com. Protect your business with the Spam Firewall that Network Computing Magazine made their editor's choice as the number one anti-spam solution in the world.
Get your free evaluation unit today
and stop the spam.
Snuff out the viruses
with the Barracuda Spam Firewall.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
888-ANTI-SPAM or BarracudaNetworks.com.
See, it's all about being... It's about being comfortable, and it's probably a cultural thing, too, but... Yeah, I think sexy is not an outside thing. It comes from being comfortable inside. It has to do with how happy you feel inside, how content you feel, and all those things make you sexy. If you are happy and content inside, you will be confident. It's simple. It's an easy one.
Jockey, what's in your comfort zone? Tell your story at jockey.com.
Planet Jockey.
planet check.
He's the granola Ayatollah of canola. Charles Ford, founder of Grassoline Solutions, explains.
I just started writing rhymes while I was farming and doing the eco thing, so that's kind of how this all came about.
Ford spits the truth.
Now, Rudolph Diesel was no weasel, this we know to be true. He was an engineer and a humanitarian, too. He made it possible for us to drive on vegetable fuel. Nobody told me that, well, that's what I'm trying to do. It was back around the turn of last century when Dr. Diesel offered up this opportunity. Corn, soy, chicken, fat, some flour, flax, hemp seed. Farmers could grow their own fuel, not only their feed. Small towns could be self-sufficient about their energy needs without drilling or spilling or paying a fee. It's like that.
Biodiesel reduces cancer-causing emissions by 75%. For more EcoWrap and all the 411 on biodiesel,
Grassoline.com. Check us out.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at CliffBar.com.
The lying liars have misled America into four more years. That's the problem. The solution is right here on the Mike 92.1.
Your host for a Peance Friance future, it's Mike Malloy.
Yeah, really. Peance Friance, for sure. We're at 866-303-2270. We're talking with young people tonight. We're getting started with Anthony in Miami. Anthony is 17. Thanks for holding on. Anthony, what you got to say?
Oh, hey, Mike. I was just talking about, you know, general concerns that everyone has mentioned with the war in Iraq and the fear of the environment. And what I really fear is just the lack of enthusiasm that people in this country all around have. And, I mean, not willing to hear the truth. I mean, I've tried telling people on different issues, on the environment, on the war of Iraq, stem cell research, and they just look at you and say, I got to check my resources. But their resources are Fox News, and it's really depressing.
Why do you think people watch Fox News?
I really don't know why. I don't know why anybody watches. Anybody basically yelling at them through the TV. And another large concern I have, I'm 17, but I am at a university, is I'm a history major, and I look at history, and I, you know, even Hitler was popular too. And what I fear is just the road that the precedent that this country is being set on is Democrats to stay quiet longer and longer. And not really Democrats, I mean progressive thinkers and people who question and people who want a better society than we currently have. And I feel our approach, because we are liberals and we're open to other ideas, I think it's going to bite us, and it's biting us right now.
I asked one of the other callers last hour, do you feel adrift towards fascism in this country, or do you think that's an overstatement?
I don't think it's an overstatement. I think people get confused, and they think that fascism means we need to start burning people in ovens. But I think when you have a controlled media, stolen elections, propaganda to make people vote based on fear. I mean, let's say the election wasn't stolen. Let's say the media hasn't been manipulated. The general idea that many people voted based on a fear of terrorism, I mean, I think the number was 85% of New Yorkers voted against President Bush.
Right.
But you got people in Kansas and Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota worried about terrorism. I mean, I find these things scary. I just find this anti-intellectualism in this country scary. I mean, I go to school and my professor even says that I'm one out of five kids out of a class of 50 that really understands what's going on in current politics.
Why do you think people in New York and Washington, where and Pennsylvania, where the attack on September 11th did the damage and the death? And particularly New York and Washington. Why did those states or those cities vote so overwhelmingly against George Bush, and places like Oklahoma or Kansas or Missouri were easily motivated, manipulated by fear? How do you explain that?
I think there's many reasons. I think one large reason is there's more of a culture. There's more of an access to, I wouldn't just say education, but to a variety of ideas. And I think what happens in these cities is they realize there's not just one issue and topics are not just black and white. There's a lot to, you know, when Bush says, I signed in the Clean Air Act, that doesn't mean he's making our environment better. You know, I think in these major cities, I think there's also a better grassroots campaign. For example, myself in Miami, I can see people organizing a lot easier here than maybe a progressive group can in, let's say, Mississippi or in Arkansas.
Amen to that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a lot of these things. They do scare me. I am a 17-year-old, and I mean, as you said, I don't think a 17-year-old should be worried about going to war or should be worried about his environment. He should be worrying about, you know, school, family. Mm-hmm. That's about it. And my biggest fear is the ignorance that's being seen in this country, and I don't know when people will be enlightened. Maybe we do need a breakdown in society. Maybe that's what America needs. But obviously, I wouldn't want to be there when it happens.
What do you think about when you think about a career and marriage and kids? If that's the way you would go, you know, when you really project your mind ahead. And I'm not talking about a couple of years. I'm talking about a couple of decades. Are you afraid for this country, for yourself? Are you optimistic?
I am scared. I think with you daring me every night, what am I going to do, Truth Seeker? It makes me feel sometimes like I need to do something. And I'm currently, my goal would be to teach history, be a professor in history, be an educator. And I feel that there's a kind of a backlash to that. I think that, you know, what happened to Kerry was a big sign of many people in this country saying, I don't like intellectualism. I don't like people who are smart. And that scares me. I think that's a very bad attitude. I don't know how he got to this point where the man with the ideas is the evil man. He's the enemy. And I cannot see myself working for corporate America. I cannot see myself being a slave for a machine. Mm-hmm. I can't buy into that idea. I know that's not the American dream, and that's one thing I've learned basically in the last 3 months at school, which is the American dream is not the individual or the individual bearing other people, you know, dog eat dog. It's helped the society, helped the community, and you preach these things and you're called a Marxist, but, you know, these are not evil things, people. I mean, I think we have to really analyze what are our morals, what are our values. And once we realize them, I think anybody, when they're shown facts and you really have a discussion with them, I don't see how they can argue with them unless, you know, they're completely insane.
Let me ask you one more question here, and I appreciate your insights, Anthony, for real. Nobody, none of the kids I've talked to tonight have brought this up, and I haven't brought it up. When I was a teenager, racial issues were really bubbling and boiling. There was Civil Rights Acts of 1964 hadn't been passed yet. Public Accommodations Acts hadn't been passed yet. I grew up in a society that was still, parts of the country were just absolutely crushingly segregated. And where I grew up, it was integrated, but there was still, you know, this news coming from the South and coming from the Southwest, and sometimes the Midwest about severe racial troubles. So let me ask you: America now has twice the population as when I was a kid. Racial integration, whether it's cultural or political or societal, has, I think, really happened, and yet you still feel those tensions. I don't know what ethnic group or nationality or racial group you are, but just from your, and don't tell me, just from your perspective, what do you see as the racial attitude in this country right now?
Well, I agree with you. It might not be racism on the level of skin color, but there is a growing precedent in discrimination against people's beliefs, against their sexual preference. For example, at the university the other day, I have a class where they were talking about homosexuality, and there was a few students who blatantly said that they don't have a problem with public affection between a man and a woman, but public affection between a man and a man. This opinion came from a boy and a girl. They both said disgusted them, got them upset, and made them want to freak out. And this it's really disappointing in me. I mean, it's like one professor was saying he's also a flower child, and he said, you know, I thought by this time you guys would be breaking down so many barriers, and all I see is new ones have been created, and I don't see the growing numbers that need to be used to break these barriers down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. Anthony, good call. Thank you. I appreciate your comment, sir.
All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, take care. Robert is calling from, is that Oviedo, Florida?
Oviedo,
Florida. Hey, Robert, welcome to the program. How old are you, Robert?
I was going to talk about how President Bush wants to have the mental exams.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard about that. First of all, how old are you?
14.
You're 14. Okay. Tell me, first of all, for people who don't know the subject that you want to discuss here, what is it that Bush is proposing?
He's proposing a $20 million spending on that federal government has the incentive to, for the state to screen all school children for mental illnesses, what they consider mental illnesses, and to put them on what they call treatments, such as Ritalin or Prozac.
Oh, my God. Now, do you think that this is a result of influence from pharmaceutical companies, or do you, what do you think is the motivation for this?
I honestly think it was kind of like, well, Bush wanted what his big corporations had contributed to him for. He wanted them to benefit from it. And also, I just find it as an excuse. I think they're covering something else up in the education system.
How did you hear about this plan that Bush has? We talked about it in this program a couple of weeks ago, but how did you hear about this?
British Medical Journal, back in June.
British Medical Journal?
Yeah. It was something online, something to that effect. I saw it online.
You read medical
journals? I kind of researched it.
You read medical journals online, Robert?
No, I saw. I was just kind of searching through stuff online, like things about the election, and I saw that pop up, and I read it.
Would you participate? What if they said next year or 2 years from now in your school, all right, Robert, we're going to give you these mental tests to decide whether or not you should be on, like Prozac or Effexor or Ritalin. Would you submit?
No, I really wouldn't. I mean, they have no idea what those drugs do to your mind. They claim they help you, but that's just to, what, the 25% that they actually test. So I really don't want to think about what I would do. It's
all right,
scary.
Let me get you to hold on just for a second, Robert, because I want to ask you a couple more things. Can you hold a minute?
Sure.
Okay, stick around. And those of you on hold, stay there. We're coming back in just a minute. Jocelyn in New York City is up next, and the rest of you folks on hold, stay with us. This is Air America Radio, by the way. I'm Mike Malloy.
Become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
Has promised one boyfriend for Christmas, Santa.
He's a gift.
Are you some sort of serial killer?
The red bow on my chest?
She won't return.
I'd like you to meet my boyfriend.
Where's he from? What's he do for a living?
One question at a time.
This guy's a liar.
Who's my Christmas present?
You've been dating a Christmas present?
A Boyfriend for Christmas. A Tylenol exclusive event with limited interruptions. Premieres Saturday night at 9, 8 central on the Hallmark Channel. Call 1-866-4-HALLMARK to request Hallmark Channel now.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade.
Morning seditions.
Overthrow your morning radio routine.
These guys are complete hypocrites. I mean, you know, they don't even talk about, none of these Christians ever talk about helping poor people. They never talk about stopping war. They never talk about any of the things that, Christ preached about. Yet all they talk about is controlling our rights and deciding what we should think and do and how we should act. That's all they do.
Absolutely.
Morning sedition from 5 to 8.
On Lessons Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
The defendant, having been found guilty, is sentenced to 7 years imprisonment. Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On June 4th, my big brother was sentenced to 7 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 7 years of not having my best friend to play with.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please go up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Madison begins its day on the left side of the radio dial with Mark Maron and me, Mark Riley, for Air America's Morning Sedition, weekdays from 5 to 8 on The Mic, 92.1.
Through a hole in the air, from those nads in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there.
It's about 8:30 before the hour. We're talking with Robert in Oviedo, Florida. This mental evaluation thing that we were talking about a second ago, Robert, that has me concerned too, because not only do I see it from the perspective of giving kids the possibility of giving young people drugs they don't need, but to have the government gather up that sort of information. I mean, my God, what, you know, why would they need that information?
I mean, I have no idea why they would want that. It's just kind of scary that they actually plan this out. I mean, why would they just care so much into ADD and ADHD? I mean, it's not like it's affecting America. It's not like it's killing thousands, like the war for oil over in Iraq. But I have no idea. I mean, it's just a hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, something's up with the phones here. I don't know what
it is. I'm going to redial, okay?
All right, Robert. Hang up, and are you there? Okay, try again, Robert. And let's let, you know, we kind of have a rule, but let's let Robert back on. In the meantime, Jocelyn is calling from New York City. Jocelyn, thanks for holding on. I appreciate it. Welcome to the program. How old are you, Jocelyn?
Hello, I'm 15.
15, and you live in New York City, right?
Yeah, I live in New York City, and I go to school here.
Now, what's the first thing you have on your mind that you want to bring up here?
Well, my school is very liberal, very anti-Bush, and pretty pro-Kerry. And so far, I've only found two people in my school that are anti-Kerry and, like, pro-Bush. And so one person didn't really have any idea about why she was pro-Bush. She just, like, didn't like Kerry, and it was really no reason at all, and I didn't understand why she could actually support Bush and when she really had no reason to. And another person thought that Bush's decision to go to the war was a good idea because even though Iraq didn't really attack us directly, they were part of all the Islamic fundamentalists that are against us and everything. I find that kind of disturbing that she thinks that like all these Islamic people are want to attack us.
Yeah, you know, Islamic fundamentalists like Christian fundamentalists are willing to, you know, put people to the sword with the slightest provocation. I think all religious fundamentalists do that. But Saddam, and I don't know how many people in America understand this. Saddam was seen by Osama bin Laden as almost as big of an enemy as any Western leader, because Saddam it was not a religious man, whereas Osama is a religious fanatic. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't understand where the connection is, and I think that Bush just, you know, he just tried to make this like connection out of nowhere, and people believed him just to have this war so he can, you know, get his oil, get his profits.
Right, that which brings me to why do you think we did attack Iraq? I think you've already answered it, but why do you think we did?
Well, from my perspective, I don't think there really was any threat at all. And even if there was a threat, we have the defenses to back ourselves up. We have nuclear weapons ourselves, even if they did have nuclear weapons. And, of course, they didn't in the end. So other than that, I just think Bush's own interests were the only reason why we went to war with Iraq. I don't think there were any other reasons.
I don't think
we're preventing anything.
Do you think doing that? Now, this is really a loaded question, Jocelyn. So if you want to hesitate for a moment before you answer it, okay. And you know, some people may be listening to this and go, "Oh man, why is he asking her that?" Do you think that going to war the way Bush did is an impeachable act?
I think it definitely is, because there's really no reason to go there. And he just, where he didn't really justify it in any real way. And it's just, like, he killed so many people because of this, our own people. I mean, justifying it with September 11th, I didn't understand how you can possibly do that. I think he definitely should be impeached. Of course, you can't do that because of the Republicans being
in control.
Majority. Yeah.
What's your opinion of the election on November 2nd? The Republicans increased their control in the Senate and the House, and they got the presidency back. How does that make you feel? Do you think it was all because of fraud, or do you think it's because people in this country are grossly misinformed?
Well, I think it's probably a combination of both. I know that with the computer voting, it's really can be really corrupted.
Or wait, there's a third choice, Jocelyn. Do you think it's because people trust George Bush and like him and want him to be the president?
Well, I don't really think that people really trust him and like him. I think a lot of people actually from the Republican Party probably switched, while even more Democrats went out to vote. So I don't even understand how Bush could have gotten it. But at the same time, I guess there might have been a possibility where a lot of Republicans that didn't vote in the last election ended up voting.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think there is that, you know, possibility of fraud, especially with the computer voting. Because with the computer voting, they're all connected to one computer, and somebody, all they have to do is go into the file and change the numbers, and that's it. It's pretty easy. I know how networking works. It's just all connected onto one computer, so everyone can vote whatever they want, and in the end, it could be whatever, just whoever goes to that computer and can change it in literally 30 seconds.
Sure.
Maybe
Jocelyn,
less.
Jocelyn, do you want to hold on for a moment? We're gonna we have to take a break here, but
all right.
I would like you to. There's a couple more things I want to ask you, and I think you're the first young woman that's called in here tonight.
Yeah,
so,
I noticed that.
Yeah, can you hold on?
Okay.
Okay, just stay right there. We'll come back after this break. And if you're on hold, if you're one of our teenage callers, stick around. By God, we'll just keep going to the end of the program. As long as the calls are there, we'll keep taking them. All right. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Back in a moment.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And
unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
Some of the things that made it into this bill are not to be believed. One thing is that $250,000 was allotted to asparagus technology and production in Washington, which hopefully will make your pee smell better when you eat asparagus. Maybe that is the technology that we're searching for, because I don't know what's wrong with asparagus other than that.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
There's something about me you folks might not know. Nobody likes me. Maybe it's because I like to attack people. I can reduce them to weak, stammering, confused, scared imitations of their former selves for life. I am a stroke.
Recognize the symptoms of a stroke and act quickly. To learn more about stroke, call 1-888-4-STROKE or simply log on to strokeassociation.org, because time lost is brain lost. A message from Don Rickles. This public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Jen McAllister, I'm from Edison, and I'm on the mic. The mic.
The Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Rory Sushain. The experts say this is going to be the strongest shopping season for retailers, and judging by Friday's crowds, they were apparently right. Our Jim Roop's in L.A.
Jack Kaiser with the L.A. County Economic Development Corporation is out among shoppers himself today and says merchants have nothing to worry about.
Just the vibe. Obviously, the economy, the election is over, so you don't hear people telling us how bad things are. But I've been out in the malls for the past couple of weeks, and it's just everybody feels up. All the merchants say things are really starting off strong, and you can see all the people carrying bags here today.
And how much are they spending?
About $1,000.
$300, if possible.
$2,000 at least for kids.
A lot. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
Over a dozen political groups in Iraq want the January elections delayed. At his ranch in Crawford, Texas, Friday, President Bush said forget about it. Our Nick Robertson reports Saddam Hussein's party is a major threat for coalition forces and peace in Iraq.
According to coalition commanders here, they believe that it is the Ba'ath Party that presents, or the former members of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party, represent the biggest threat to stability here in Mosul.
And we're seeing various wire reports of dozens of bodies being found in Mosul. U.S. officials suspect most of them were Iraqi policemen or National Guardsmen killed off by insurgents. The Washington Post reports that more aggressive U.S. military operations in Iraq have generated a surge in detainees. The number has